much about.
Hello, I'm Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell.
Amen to that.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Man, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I can't hear you, man.
Go somewhere.
What are you yelling at me for? What the? I can't hear you.
So go outside where you can hear me, dumbass.
No, I'm not going outside.
You big.
There's half-naked girls everywhere. Whatever. My me. You.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
From what I hear, Shinoda is a big raper.
Or is it
I believe
rapper?
It's rapper.
And now.
Well, the Bible says if a man should lie down with another man, then it's an abomination.
But what about two chicks getting it on?
Oh, it don't say nothing about that.
Our feature presentation.
Well, we've been saying, by the way, I'd like to point out we've been saying that for years, haven't we?
Yes,
right, but
have.
I don't know that we want to be on the side of cursing preacher.
I do. Right. I know that I do. God loves the lesbians, not so crazy about the gay guys. That much I am sure of. Well, party people, it is Wednesday already, and it is time for your telephone calls. We're hoping the phones will work today. Didn't have so much luck yesterday, but 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. You pick up the phone, give us a call, get on the air, get a prize. That's how that works. How bad do I sound today? Am I better?
Better.
A little bit better?
A little better. How do you feel?
Worse.
All right.
You're worse. Always worse.
I don't know what. I'm falling apart, you guys. And it's shocking to me because – you know, my body's a temple, and you guys know that. I mean, no one spends more time staying healthy than I do.
Right.
So how is it possible I get sick?
You're a gym rat. I don't know.
I know. With all the exercise and all the right eating, how is it possible? I don't feel good. I don't get what's going on. All right. Before we get to your phone calls, here's the story of the day. I love this so much. A guy shot in the back of the head during a New Year's Eve celebration. You know how some places, and they try to discourage this a great deal in America, but in some places, it's fairly common to shoot a gun in the air on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Like he just don't care?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's just how you party. That's how you celebrate. And oftentimes people don't think, hey, I wonder where that bullet's going to land.
Wait, it comes back down?
I'm afraid so, yes. Huh. So this guy is shot in the back of the head on New Year's Eve in Germany. It was 5 years ago that it happened. He found out this week, Tuesday, he went to the doctor with a headache. And they did an x-ray and said, son, you got a bullet in the back of your head. He had no idea it had been there for 5 years.
Did he remember getting hurt that night and just couldn't figure out what it was or no?
Yep, that's exactly what happened. It turns out he was hit by a .22 caliber bullet 5 years ago in the town of Herme, Germany. He said, yeah, I was out on the street partying and drunk on New Year's Eve 5 years ago. I remembered receiving a blow to the head, but I didn't think anything of it. I thought I just, you know, ran into something or fell down because I was drunk. So I did not seek medical attention at the time, and he's been fine ever since.
5 years, though.
5 years.
With a bullet.
The bullet did not penetrate the skull, but he went to see the doctor recently after a headache, and the x-ray showed that it was there under the skin. They operated, removed the bullet.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So this guy cheated death, was super lucky that, I mean, you know, that's a case of an inch or two would have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, of course.
And didn't even realize that he had cheated death.
So. And did he get hit by a train on the way home?
That's the only thing that can make this story better, Lisa.
No,
I'm sorry to say no.
Nope.
He's absolutely fine.
Took it out and he's fine.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go.
A little disappointed.
So drink, I think, is that message, right?
Is that the message you got?
Yeah, because if he wasn't drinking, he would have felt it. And he would have had problems. He would have had to go get the removed right away. It could have been bad.
And then something bad would have happened.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of Los Angeles? You can also bring in any Coke can and get $15 off general admission. How about that? You can get details at universalstudios.com. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start today?
Let's start with Ray. Hi, Ray. Good morning. What'd it do?
Good morning. What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
All right. Hey, I wanted to let Psycho Mike know I am part of the Breast Milk Fan Club.
Is there a Breast Milk Fan Club?
Yeah. my wife, we have a couple little kids, and tried it first time around, and this time around, second kid, she kind of cut me off. Thinks I should be saving it for the little one.
So. Wow. That's harsh. Whoa.
You really like it?
That's harsh. Tell your lady not to be a bitch, because, like, I know when it starts a coming, there's plenty to go around. So she can break
so
you off
some. So she doesn't need to Bogart it?
Yeah. When she can break you off some and have plenty left over for a little baby.
Yeah, maybe she's being selfish on that. But, yeah, that's what I figure. There's more to go around than there's two sizes from. So,
and
but,
you helped know. Make the baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
She wouldn't have that milk if it weren't for you.
Exactly. So, I'm just a little stubborn, hard-headed on that. But, yeah, it's definitely an acquired taste, but I like it.
He's acquired it.
What made you acquire it? Why? Because if it's an acquired taste, that means you pretty much didn't like it at first.
Yeah, and then just kind of like you said, I guess maybe it's like that sweet part of it, kind of like the way you described it, like a little cereal milk left at the bottom of the cereal bowl taste. So.
Ray, do you agree that if you served it as a product and didn't tell people it was breast milk, people would love it? It's the fact. It's kind of like the notion of it that makes it a little bit gross at first. Like,
exactly.
Just if you just could just separate it from the fact that it's breast milk, it would it tastes great. It's just knowing that it's breast milk, kind of the notion of it makes you sick at first.
I agree. I totally agree.
Huh. Well, thank you very much for the call. There are, I read, I think it was last year, about a restaurant in New York that had items on their menu that they included breast milk. That was one of the ingredients, and they were very popular. A lot of people ordered them. I mean, some people will order anything for the novelty value in a restaurant, but people apparently really enjoyed the taste as well. So there you go.
You know, Liz May, this is Gene Simmons.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, what could you possibly have to say, Gene?
I have an organic body fluid, a milk-like body fluid, that I serve a lot of products with. And
Gene, we don't have time. I'm sorry, we don't have time for that. Let's try Melissa. Sounds like she had a great day recently. She's online, too, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Melissa. Thanks for calling What It Do.
What It Do?
What's going on?
Well, I took my nephew to the pediatrician for my sister while she was at work.
Okay.
And the doctor, while she's looking at his throat, he had a sore throat. I guess she wasn't feeling well, and she threw up all over the front of his shirt. He happened to be wearing shorts and sandals because of the weather, you know? Over his shorts. It was awful.
Wait. That is such revenge.
So the doctor threw up on the kid?
Yeah, while she's looking at his throat, she's there telling me, oh, his stomach bug's gone around, I'm not feeling well, but I think I'm pretty much over it.
And oh, my God.
I'm really not much listening, you know? And then that happens, she goes and tosses her cookies all over him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is sweet.
Runs out,
it's about time an adult threw up on a kid.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Because adults have had to take it for years.
And you know, she has.
It's a baby throwing up on me again.
I was in complete shock, and the nurse comes in and says, oh, I'm so sorry, we'll reschedule him for tomorrow with a different doctor. And I had to take him home and bathe him and change him.
All right.
Wow, you got a lot more than you bargained for just taking the kid to the doctor, didn't you?
How do you explain that to your sister? How'd it go?
Well, she loves it because she wasn't there.
Right.
It was just hilarious. I'm the one to clean up her throw up.
Yeah, nice.
That's awesome.
Awful.
Wow.
thanks for the call. Let's try Christina. She has a question on her mind, and she needs our help on line 3. Yeah, hi, Christina. Yeah. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
I want to know, what did you do, everybody?
What did you do?
I want to know, when the Hitler mustache came back,
when did the Hitler mustache come back?
Yes.
Is it back?
I didn't know
first
he
of
had.
All, is it back?
Yes, Michael Jordan has the Hitler mustache in the newest Hanes commercial.
I have not seen that, but I'm delighted.
Is it possible you are being?
Yes, I've been waiting for the Hitler mustache to come back. The Hitler mustache is hilarious.
Is it possible that he just has a bad mustache?
Possible, but really on a Hanes commercial? Yeah. You think he caught it?
That's odd.
Producer Alex is weighing in. It is not the Hitler mustache. She says it is the Indy mustache, which is which is like Brandon Flowers of the Killers when he had his. It's kind of a smaller, lighter mustache, but it is not horizontal. It's got more horizontal reach to it than the Hitler mustache does, which is much smaller.
Wow, it looks a lot like Hitler to
me. She knows a lot about that.
apparently she's taking a course in facial hair. I don't know.
We'll look that up, Christina.
That's a
good tip. Because if Michael Jordan has a Hitler mustache, we need to know about it.
Thank you for the call. Isn't it funny that somebody's so heinous that you can't even duplicate his facial hair?
Yeah.
Well, 60 years later, you still can't wear a mustache because one guy in history was a bad guy who wore that mustache.
But it wasn't just like he had a mustache. It was a unique mustache.
Yeah.
Right,
that's the thing.
Right.
If it was just a regular mustache, no one would equate it with Hitler.
But I mean, I can't think of a single other hairstyle or facial hair arrangement that is so identified with one person that is verboten. I mean, you can look at, you shouldn't wear a mullet, but millions of people do. You know?
Right, there's no Hitler of the mullet world.
Apparently. Well, there's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, that's pretty close.
Yeah. One more. Matt is on line 4 to close out this edition of Kevin Means What to Do, Nephew. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, man, how's it going? What to do?
What to do?
Normally, you guys are my go-to guys for anything in life, opinions, theories, whatever.
That is a terrible choice, first of all.
Well, that's what I've been told. But I just want to say, you guys did not deliver on Kick-Ass.
On Kick-Ass?
I love
the
movie
Kick-Ass?
I red-boxed it, and the only thing that saved the worth of the dollar was Hit Girl.
Okay, so you paid a dollar to see it.
And still.
100 cents. That's how much you paid.
Oh, yes.
And still feel like you were overcharged.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I cannot see the guy who played Fogel as a tough guy. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, now, this is Bean speaking. I did not see Kick-Ass. Meant to get to it. Didn't make it. Kevin, I think, enjoyed it very much. I know Ralph loved it. And Lisa loved it, too. So, I mean, the consensus of the room is that it was a good movie and certainly had to be worth a dollar.
Maybe you're just
wrong. I mean, you guys delivered on Hot Tub Time Machine. That was epic.
Right.
Well,
that was awesome.
Here's the thing about this, though, is that it's not like we're making the movies.
We either like it or we don't, and we tell you. I mean, that's all we can do.
Weighing in with our opinion. If you say it's not worth 100 cents, I'm going to say maybe you're being a little picky.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hit Girl alone worth a dollar? I mean, Hit Girl was worth a buck, right?
Hit Girl was awesome.
Oh, I guess you got me there, maybe.
Okay, she's worth a dollar. Look, it's not like you paid $5.99 for it. A dollar, dude.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'll recant.
You'll let it go? All right.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
you.
That's good.
I was nervous.
I was worried,
there.
Too.
Me, too.
What are we going to do?
Our future as critics was on the line.
I don't want to disappoint Matt. Whatever happens, please, don't let Matt be angry with us.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Can you please not be a jackass in front of the help?
I cannot say. I cannot promise that. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show about Psycho Mike and the breast milk. I don't know his fascination with it, how it came up. I can't really remember, but we'll get into it a little bit more in depth, and we'll talk to people who have the same Jones.
Okay.
If that's what you call it. Kevin Smith will be here. Writer, director, actor. Always love having him in.
Yes.
Bean has fake scientific studies that say 1 in 4 men who travel with a stuffed animal. 1 in 4 men.
No. Why do I have a fake scientific study? I didn't do the study.
How can that
Travelodge did the study.
Just because it sounds wrong.
Okay.
You know, that's how I make up my mind.
That means the 1 in 4 men have a stuffed animal at home.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I would imagine it means more than. 1 in 4 take it with them when they go on the road. Why is this
stunning.
Convenient? Because Bean travels with the sock
monkey.
Well,
yeah, but I thought he was unique.
Yeah, he's not. He's saying it's 1 in 4, 25%.
That's not
possible.
No, I don't think so.
We will tell you about the Hounds of Hell on Justin Bieber. Give you an update on that.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan gets out of jail.
Yeah.
How about that?
And thanks for the info, Bean.
Lindsay Lohan is a free woman on the streets right now, by the way.
Plus, a band called the Hot Waffles, and they are going to be performing George Lucas Raped My Childhood. So, that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a quick break and come back with the showbiz beat.
Hey, party people. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Ralph Garman joins us in studio right now for our first look at the showbiz beat. Hi, Ralph.
Hi there.
My machine's not on, so there'll be no photographers in the background.
I don't know how you can go on.
I don't either. Oh, that's good. That's strong.
More.
No, that's it. One per
story.
That
Maxwell Smart going through a door at control headquarters.
Linda Lohan
is a free woman.
Uh-oh.
She's out of rehab. She checked out yesterday from UCLA's neuropsychiatric hospital, according to TMZ. She has managed to finagle her way out of sobriety for a fourth time. She has been ordered, to stay for 90 days, beginning August the 2nd. However, she was released yesterday, meaning she served, 22 days.
22 out of 90.
Yep. She is just that healthy. She doesn't even need their help. She just smoked her way back to sobriety. God bless her.
They let you smoke in rehab, by the way? They don't try to take your cigarettes away, right?
That's all you do.
That's your one vice.
Coffee and cigarettes. That's what everybody lives on in rehab.
Even if you don't smoke.
The court date to check in with Lindsay and her progress is today.
What?
And she wasn't expected to appear naturally because she was going to be in rehab. So her lawyers and those who care for her affairs were supposed to be in court to appear in front of the new judge and give an update. But now that she's out, people are speculating she may actually show just to prove that she's doing okie dokie.
I would spend 14 days in jail and 22 in rehab if I could then sit down and give an interview for $1 million.
Me too.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good month's work right there.
I could use the time off, quite frankly. I could use the sleep.
Yeah.
Probably no crying babies in jail or rehab, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
She was crying, though. So.
She was.
That didn't make it easy.
There's crying starlets, but no crying babies. Donald Trump has said if Lindsay is indeed... Ow!
Sorry.
If Lindsay is indeed better... strong and at 100%, he would consider letting her compete on Celebrity Apprentice.
He would consider
that? He could even think about it. If she's 100% and strong and better, he said. So
that's big of him.
No, or if she's desperate for work.
No one asked her if she wanted to be on, naturally. But speaking of Celebrity Apprentice, the winner of the most recent season, Bret Michaels, was in the news. He told People magazine that now that he's feeling healthier, the odds that he'll tie the knot with his girlfriend, Christy Gibson, are about 50-50, he told the magazine.
So now that he thinks he's going to live.
Now that he's going to make it.
Forget not in such
that,
a rush.
Forget that deathbed engagement.
Charming guy.
He's back on his feet. And he's back on his back, apparently in the tour bus. And now, 50-50 chance he'll marry his longtime girlfriend, Christy Gibson.
All right.
Now listen, I'm a guy.
Right.
But if I'm Christy Gibson, I'm kicking Bret Michaels right in the back of the head. I'm opening, I'm reopening that wound, wherever it is in his brain, and I'm out the door. She has got no self-esteem if she sticks around after that interview.
Yeah, that's true.
50-50. Give me a freaking break. Who was holding your head while the bandana was holding your brains in? You bastard.
I wonder if she's ever seen under the bandana, or if he wears it at home, too.
I'm he wears it at home.
I wonder if he only takes it off in the shower.
Yesterday, a man was arrested for allegedly trying to break into Paris Hilton's house and stab her. He was found breaking into her grounds with two large knives.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's scary, but this guy goes to jail. Where do you find a jury that won't be sympathetic with his impulses? You know what I'm saying? Right? Haven't we all had that feeling from time to time? We'd like to climb over a fence with a couple knives?
I never really have thought of it.
I have.
Okay.
Several times in glorious Technicolor and 3D.
Yeah.
I've thought about it. I have dreams about it. I wake up giggling.
But then
you guys,
didn't.
But then you guys see the video on TMZ.com yesterday of what Paris did when the helicopters went over her house to report this story during the morning show?
Did you flash them? Did you put them on the glass?
Essentially, yeah. She walked outside, just wandered outside on her balcony, wrapped in a towel, basically walked around the balcony seven, then went right back inside.
Yeah, she's posing.
Spectacular. And there's a new story coming out of the UK this week. That's United Kingdom, Kevin.
Thank you.
That's where England is.
And it's one of the states, though, right?
And some other
in Central America?
No.
Oh.
Simon Cowell's got a huge TV show over there called The X Factor.
Right.
It is American Idol-esque. But it is musicians of all kinds and of all ages participating in becoming the next big recording artist there in the UK. He is bringing that show here to America. One of the reasons he left American Idol was to produce and potentially judge on that show, the American version.
Okay.
Well, it was revealed over the weekend in England, that the show has been using our old favorite, the auto-tune, to enhance the sounds of the contestants to make them sound better, correcting their pitch and disguising their off-key mistakes while they're on stage competing. That seems like less than a competition, doesn't it? If everybody is helped out by an auto-tune, how are you supposed to vote from home if you don't know what they really sound like?
That's bizarre.
Fans in the UK are apparently outraged.
Why don't they just lip-sync?
Exactly. No one knew that this was being used by X Factor, and now they're furious.
That's bizarre.
I got a little tape from the UK's X Factor. This is one of the contestants apparently on stage using the auto-tune.
He's climbing in your windows. He's matching your people up. Trying to break them so you need to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. And hide your husband. Because they're raping everybody out here. We got your t-shirt to the left finger. Pressing all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. You are really dumb.
That seems a little obvious,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I think so. I could tell that was obvious.
A little strong.
Yeah. I'm voting for Antoine, by the way. I got my phone out, I'm dialing every chance I get. Let's look at today's celebrity birthdays today. As Dave the King of Mexico told me this morning, I think everybody was born today.
Oh, it's a long list?
Long, long list. Right. We've got Blake Lively from Gossip Girl.
Oh, my God.
Not to mention, she also plays the lovely Carol Ferris, the Green Lantern's girlfriend, in the upcoming Green Lantern motion picture.
Let's not mention that.
She is 23 years old today. Rachel Bilson of The O.C. is 29 years old today. Kel Mitchell of Kenan and Kel fame. He's not the one on Saturday Night Live, right? That's Kenan. Kel, the one's out of work.
He's knocking
on the door. He's knocking on Kenan's door and saying, hey, throw the drummer some. He is 32 years old today. A very talented actor. Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood is 34 years old. Model Claudia Schiffer celebrates her 40th birthday. TV chef and Omar's main crush Rachel Ray is 42 years old. Actor Blair Underwood, soon to be seen in NBC's The Event, is 46 years old today. Billy Ray Cyrus is 49. Director Tim Burton's 52. Elvis Costello, musical legend, is 56.
Wow.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest
is
59 years old today. Regis Philbin, talk show host, is 79. Bassist of the band Kiss, Gene Simmons, is 61 years old today. And one of our favorite guests here on the Kevin and Bean Show, actor legend Sean Connery, celebrates his 80th birthday today.
That's amazing. So
we wish Sean the best, and I'm sure he's in a good mood.
Oh, yes.
It's his birthday. Because he's usually in a good mood, we find, when we talk to him.
That's true.
Maybe we should give him a call today, see what's up.
Just say what's up?
What's up? What's up, Holmes? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's up, Holmes?
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. How will Ralph Garman bring down Justin Bieber? I know it sounds like an impossible task, as popular as that young man is, but we'll find out later this hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we were talking earlier, Lindsay Lohan, out on the streets. She's a free woman. She's released from rehab after 22 days. Apparently, she's the picture of perfect health. Now the question, Kevin, is she going to learn anything from this experience of being in jail and then being in rehab? Is she going to change her ways, or are we going to be hearing nothing but more party stories out of Lindsay? What do you think?
I think it would be cool if we could ask her.
Well, sure.
Is that your way of suggesting that maybe we have her on the phone? Oh, look at that. Lindsay.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Carson. How you doing?
That's Kevin and Bean, actually. How are you, Lindsay?
Good, Stryker. How are you?
What's going on in the background there?
Just a little get-together with some family and friends to welcome me home.
At this hour?
Yeah. It's the neighbors are loud. I'm by myself.
Yeah. Okay. You just said that it was your friends that were welcoming you home.
Right.
It sounds like you're maybe at a party, some sort of a bender, which doesn't seem like a great environment for you, a newly sober person.
No, I'm not in a party, and I'm certainly not at Dre's in Las Vegas.
Okay, you're at Dre's in Las
you're
Vegas?
At Dre's in Las Vegas.
I said I'm not at Dre's in Las Vegas.
Right, but we didn't ask about Dre's.
Oh, no. What are you doing, Lindsay? What are you doing?
Vitamins.
No, nobody snorts vitamins.
I'm on a strict vitamin regime.
Okay, you don't snort vitamins, first of all.
Yes, you do. I have a throat problem. I have a hard time swallowing.
Pills. Okay, I'm glad you clarified. Don't you think you should look at this as a chance to walk out? Is there any way you can move further away from the party? I'm having trouble hearing anything, Lindsay.
Sure, let me just move further, closer to the DJ.
Okay. Oh,
No. Not close. Not closer.
We're having trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay. How's that?
That's a little bit better. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Don't you think you ought to take this opportunity to be clean and sober and maybe change your life and, I don't know, go back to work?
I'm doing all those things. I am clean and I'm sober.
Right.
And I'm going back to work.
Where are you going back to work?
Well, where it all started for me. Foot Locker.
Okay, I don't like the sound of that either, Lindsay.
I love vitamins.
I've never known anyone to take vitamins that way, Lindsay.
This vitamin makes my gums numb.
We hear that your bill in rehab was $40,000 a week. Is that true?
Yes, that's what it was. That's why I had to get back to work right away.
That seems like a lot.
What size do you wear? See, I'm practicing.
Oh, I see. Foot Locker.
Do you like Adidas? What about Nike?
Nike.
What?
Nike.
That's crazy.
What?
You don't say bikey.
No, but...
It's N-I-K-E.
Okay, all right.
I can still spell. Okay.
So are you going to hang out with some of those friends that you used to party with all the time that kind of looked the other way when you were doing all the drugs and drinking?
No, I have completely... I've shed myself of those people. They were a bad influence on me, and they took a detrimental toll on my life.
They're That's not the great. People that are throwing you the party right
Harris,
now?
Harris, put down my bottle of Ciroc. I will scratch your eyes out.
You shouldn't be hanging out with Paris Hilton.
It's not Paris Hilton.
It's Paris...
France.
You're telling a city and a country to do that.
Yes.
All right, Lindsay. It sounds like you haven't fully recovered. You didn't really learn the lesson, but we're going to wish you well anyway.
I have. I have learned my lesson. I'm going to walk the straight and narrow.
Okay.
And I'm just going to toe the line from now on.
That's
or
good to
lines,
hear.
Whatever.
There's a difference, though.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Papa Roach and Carolina Liar, both in the next half hour here on the Kevin Devine Show. You can't miss that. Why would you?
Why would you indeed? Let's talk about this feature.
Thanks for that info bee.
Oh, we just did thanks for that info bee like a week ago.
Well, whose fault is that?
How could we be back with more?
Stop being bad. Listen.
Bean, this is where Kevin makes up stuff that he pretends I talk about.
Bean has Asperger's, right. And that is a high-functioning form of autism. And one of the signs of it is that you can't tell if the people that you're talking to have any interest in what you're saying, but you keep going as if they do.
Right.
Yes.
So we're trying to define as clearly as we can for Bean, since he doesn't have that sense. We're trying to define for him what we're not interested in. And we call it...
Thanks for that info, Bean!
So while you're listening to commercials or a song, we're listening to Bean. And it always comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're never having a conversation about the topic, and he's then adding to it. It just
right.
We'll be sitting here, we'll all be doing something, he'll read something and bring it up as if we care. And the rule is no one speaks back to him.
Right. You're not engaged.
Right. And on the first one...
It's like when you see a bear. You're not supposed to look him in the eye.
Right.
You're supposed to roll up in the fetal position and just play dead, and hopefully they'll just leave you alone.
Right. And that's our hope with this, although it hasn't worked yet.
Right.
In all this time. He's not leaving us alone.
No.
But it worked on the first one, which is, Rudy Giuliani looks exactly the same today as he did 10 years ago.
I recall that.
And then no one said anything.
Good.
And then being followed up with, and 20 years ago.
You know how there are some people who just
don't
need
info, Bean.
And then Bean thinks that we need more information
about
the story.
I
don't understand what you said. We just don't understand why you said it.
Because I saw him on the Today Show, and
Bean,
it was shocking
to me.
We can
take all this for granted, that you just saw a picture of him, and you think he looks the same as he did 10 and 20 years ago. We get it.
Great.
Okay, but why isn't that worthy of a conversation?
Look,
if you can't tell, if you don't know the answer to that question, you have bigger problems than we thought.
It just isn't.
It's just not a conversation.
Here is another one. Why is Gretchen Wilson so ugly? And then Psycho Mike says, F your face. And then Bean says, I might be spending too much time on Nashville.com.
Who's Gretchen Wilson?
I don't know.
She's a very popular country singer who sang Redneck Woman was the song that you might have heard that kind of crossed over a little bit. But she's
so this is somebody that none of us, maybe Mike recognized the name, but none of us in the room mm-hmm. knew anything about. And yet being on Nashville.com was...
I'm just saying she should
That's
be higher
that
for,
info
for as famous as she is, she should be better looking. That was my only point.
You guys remember Hootie and the Blowfish? When were they big? Early 90s?
90s, yeah. Take My Hand, hit.
I believe this was a Twitter.
Hold My Hand.
I think this was a Twitter thing. I don't know where Bean got. Who knows what he's looking at when he brings this stuff up, but it's, we weren't talking about Hootie. I'll tell you that. Darius Rucker says it's rare when people call him Hootie. And then no one said anything. And then Bean said, when they call him Hootie, they mean it. And then no one said anything. And then Bean says, he says there's going to be another Hootie and the Blowfish album is what he's saying.
I was reading an interview
with Darius Rucker.
Don't care about Hootie.
Don't care where it comes from. We don't care.
What we're telling you is we want less of this information.
Okay, but what if you guys were sitting there going, I wonder what Darius Rucker is up to. Is he ever going to get Hootie back together?
We'll
and then
ask.
I'm there to fill in the blanks, though.
We'll ask.
If we ever feel that way, we'll say it out loud. Then you can feel free to fill in the gaps.
So I'm supposed to hang on to the information.
Nope.
Hang on. on to that news that there might be another Hootie album and wait until somebody says, hey, Bean, have you heard anything
That's
about
your
a new
choice.
Hootie album?
What you do with it is your choice. For me, I wouldn't even read that article.
You know what
headline.
We never would say? I wonder how many times people call Darius Rucker Hootie. That would, question would never come up.
Right.
Just know that.
I'll guarantee that this next sentence has no interest in this room and never would, and we would never ask about it. I have the world's greatest Christmas music collection on my iPod.
Well, maybe I am just bragging.
That's
here.
That info beam.
I will put my Christmas music playlist.
We weren't talking about iPods. We weren't talking about Christmas music, right? But Bean,
you weren't talking about Christmas music in August. What's wrong with you, Kevin?
No, we weren't talking about iPods. We weren't talking about music. It was just Bean just said he would put his Christmas music collection
hey,
up
world,
against anyone.
Look at me.
Like there's going to be some kind of a competition. And finally, this is yesterday when we had to ask an inmate in. Frank.
Good old Frank.
Yes.
And Bean starts with, guys, they announced today that they found a new star with five planets orbiting around it, like our sun. And then no one said anything. And then Frank spoke up because he doesn't know the rule.
Right.
And Frank said, how far away is it? And Bean said, 127 light years. And then Frank said, and then this is when I realized he did know the rules. Oh, I shouldn't encourage him, right? He had heard the feature enough to know that you're not supposed to talk back to Bean when he says stuff like that.
However, he was actually interested in
that info Bean.
No, but was being polite.
The problem is the collateral damage of your comments, Bean. Yeah. It's too much. So even if we are interested in the one out of a million things, we don't ask you a follow-up.
Yeah, the conversational shrapnel is deadly.
Right. So after Frank says, oh, I shouldn't encourage him, right? Then Bean, and this is always his comeback, hey, this is interesting. That's always his comeback. And then Psycho Mike said, I wish I could make my middle finger bigger.
Yeah. If they're finding solar systems
that info
now,
don't
have
more.
Stars
don't
like
more,
our
less.
Sun
don't need more.
And have
don't
planets
care.
Rotating
Do
around them that could have life,
care.
That's huge news.
Nope.
Why is it not
That's
huge
that
news?
Info beam.
Has no impact on us whatsoever. That's why.
That should be front
That's
page.
That info beam.
You need to write your own newspaper, B.
Nope.
That's that info beam.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us in studio. Ralph, why do you hate?
Because someone has to.
I think in this particular case, it's warranted.
I do, too.
I mean, I think it's necessary.
Isn't Justin Bieber just harmless? Isn't
no.
he?
No.
He was.
Isn't
he
a six-month flash in the pan that the little girls love, and then he'll vanish, and we won't see him again until he ends up on VH1 Behind the Music in 10 years?
It's already been well over 6 months, by the way. There's no more 15 minutes of fame. Now it's just, it's lifetimes. Now it's just Omarosa forever. It's just, it just goes on and on and on.
What was the story that spurred the hate, though, this time?
I always said...
He crossed a line, right?
I would... live in a world with Justin Bieber. As long as he didn't bother me, I won't bother him. That's the way, that was the rules.
Right.
That was the deal we had. Then I find out this week that he was in Georgia at some resort, and there was a woman there with her five-year-old daughter who, you can't blame a kid, she's five. She's obsessed with Justin Bieber.
Right.
Which I think is his target audience, about the musical maturity of a five-year-old. And so they see him riding around his little dirt bike, little Fruit Loop. And the mother waves him down, and he stops and says, this is my five-year-old girl. She's crazy about you. It would mean the world to her for an autograph or a photo. And he goes, it's my day off. And she goes, yeah, I understand that, but she's only five. And he goes, so what? I was five once, and takes off on his little motorbike.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? Once. What does it mean? It means now Justin Bieber gets the hammers of hell.
Oh,
and
wow.
The hounds of heck.
He doesn't want that.
No, he doesn't, but he's got it. He doesn't want it, but now he's got it.
Wow.
Now it's in his back pocket. now it's living with him. Now,
not really knowing, now, but he just seems like a dick to me.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So yesterday we spent the better part of the day trying to find out what the name of the campaign will be to destroy Justin Bieber.
Now, I appreciate the fact that you do need a name. It's just like, you know, when the U.S. goes into Iraq, they've got to come up with a catchy name to sell it to the papers, right? But is there an actual campaign? I mean, do you have a plan of how to bring Justin Bieber down? Because he seems like he's enormously popular.
Step at a time, dude.
Let's go through some of the names first and see which one we want to stick with, all right? Because I got a ton of them here. Bustin' Justin, which I thought was a good one.
These are people that emailed you?
Yeah, tons of emails yesterday. Clobber Bieber. I'm liking Clobber Bieber. Clobber Bieber's pretty strong.
It's not bad.
slather Bieber with cobbler.
Okay, I don't understand.
You
that.
Throw hot cobbler at Justin Bieber,
but it doesn't.
What can
even
be more clear, Kevin?
It doesn't have a ring to it. It doesn't
slather
rhyme?
Bieber with cobbler.
Right,
come on.
Who's walking around with cobbler in case they see Justin Bieber? Though?
All of us should. That's what I'm trying to get the word out. We should all start arming ourselves with cobbler.
Okay.
It could be the cobbler of your choice. It could be apple. It could be cherry. It could be blueberry. Just have some cobbler on you at all times.
All right.
As you run into Justin Bieber.
There's a manager of a Marie Callender's out there who's sitting on the edge of his seat going, come on, go with the cobbler idea.
Cleve Bieber, Blackball Bieber, Hobble Bieber, Shiva before Bieber.
What?
I don't even know what that one means.
No. Now,
Cleveland Bieber, Bieber.
Oh, that's ugly. Now, you started with Murder Bieber, but backed off on that because you thought it was a little bit too on point, right?
Yeah, it was a little too. It was a call to violence. And I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to hurt the kid.
I don't want to hurt him. I just want him finished.
I just want his career.
I want him destroyed. I want him weeping and just inconsolable and just miserable.
I want him to ride up on his mini bike, that little 5-year-old, and I want her to go, no, thanks.
Yeah. I want to, please get my autograph. No, I'm not interested anymore. I'm going back to the Jonas's. F you.
What if somebody doesn't hurt Justin Bieber, but just holds him down and shaves off his mop?
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
I don't think, because there's crazy people out
and
there.
He'd be and a shaved Bieber.
Oh, shaved Bieber.
Shaved Bieber.
Love that.
Neuter the Bieber, smear the Bieber, bash Bieber, bury Bieber, Bieber be gone. Impede the Bieber. Impede the Bieb. Impede the Bieb, I like a lot too from yesterday. And then I find out today, this story, that Justin Bieber is doing a sold out concert at New York's Madison Square Garden on August the 31st.
Okay.
You know what it takes to sell out the Garden? That's a
How
barn.
Big is it?
That is a monstrous venue.
I don't know how many people
I think
hold.
It's Staples Center Life,
yeah.
Right?
20,000 people.
And as a special guest, joining him on stage will be Jaden Smith, son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, and what? They're going to do a duet together. Oh, now it is on.
Wait, he sings? Is that a little kid?
Of course, he does everything, Kevin. Of course. He gets his own movies, he sings, he gets whatever he wants because his dad's Will Smith. So now they're going to do a duet together in Madison Square Garden.
All right.
Bro, now you're bringing it. Now okay, fine. Now you have just upped the ante. Now we're at DEFCON 4.
So now none of the names that you've mentioned are strong enough? Or what?
I'm just saying we've got more reason than ever to bring this guy down. And I don't care what it takes. I don't have exactly a plan of action yet.
Okay.
That may depend on the title.
It may.
No. Yeah.
But I think I'm going to have to start following him, showing up where he is, picketing. There needs to be signs. There's a big fan fest planned for here for Los Angeles sometime soon.
We need to talk to that girl who keeps.
I
got to
get Fred Phelps on the phone and then
Westboro
Baptist
you
Church
don't
involved.
Be on his side.
I want to get them roped into this somehow.
You don't want to be on his side for anything.
Worship God, not Bieber. That's what my placard's going to say.
For folks who don't follow Justin Bieber mania, by the way, it's been a long. I mean, look, there are lots of teen stars. Ralph, you mentioned the Jonas Brothers. I mean, they certainly have created a frenzy wherever they've gone. But this Bieber kid, I mean, he's the one where they literally have to close down, you know, malls and stuff because
it's mall closing time.
It's mall closing time. Exactly. It's not just the cast of the Jersey Shore. But I mean, we've seen those videos of 20,000 people show up to an in-store appearance or something like that, and people start fainting and getting arrested. It's just crazy the pandemonium that follows this kid.
But when you start turning down 5-year-old little girls for autographs,
yeah, and it's not
then
like
you get the hammers of hell.
It's not like there was a crowd of people
That's
and he was in
I'm
public
saying.
And he was going to have to do it for 10 hours if he did it.
It's my day off.
Well,
you know what?
Kid.
You don't get a day off, Justin Bieber. You don't have any talent. You have to be Justin Bieber 24 hours a day just to maintain. You don't get the day off. You don't get the day off. Oh, you know, the Strokes, they get a day off. Jack White gets a day off. You don't get a day off, Justin Bieber. You just keep being Bieber. And you sign those little girls' autographs. And you just thank the Lord Jesus that you're still working. I am going to impede you. I will impede you, Bieb.
Sure
I will impede the Bieb.
I'm not sure that has
oh,
the...
Oh, I will slather you with cobbler, Bieber.
That may be...
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the main one?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I forgot how good that was.
That is classic.
Great. Yeah, that's great. It's the world famous K-Rock at 6:51.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Kevin and Bean Wednesday edition. What's going on, dude?
Everybody's talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan?
Being released from the UCLA Medical Center. yesterday after spending 22 days in rehab, as opposed to the 90-day sentence that she received from the court.
90 days is for non-stars.
That's right. She has signed her discharge papers and departed the facility yesterday. Apparently, they created a Lohan decoy to evade the media, and she slipped out the back door.
Who's they?
First time ever she slipped out the back door. her people. Her people put together a Lohan decoy.
Okay.
Sounds like a sweet gig, doesn't it? Lohan decoy. What do you think the first thing she did when she got out?
Coke.
No. Called her mother.
Disgusting.
Called her mom, Dina.
Wow.
To get some Coke. Mom, can you score me an eight ball? She said, reportedly. No, she called her mom, and her father, of course, had to release a statement.
Oh,
because
of course
it's been 8 minutes and no one had a camera
sure.
on him.
Hey, what about me?
He said, God bless her regarding Lindsay's early release. Lindsay's been through a lot, and I give her a lot of credit. Hopefully, Dina will do the right thing and finally get on the same page as me, because if we were, most of this wouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yes!
Oh,
let's
God.
Keep pointing fingers.
Let's keep taking digs at each other while our daughter quickly goes down the drain.
That is helpful.
I do hate to agree with anything Michael Owen says, but I think that Dina has been quite an enabler for her daughter.
Oh, she's terrible.
And has excused a tremendous amount of bad behavior and poor choices
but
on Lindsay.
But the point is, he's just as bad.
He's exactly. just as bad or worse.
Yeah. When girls have daddy issues, they will act out.
Yeah.
In ways that are rarely ever good for them.
Yeah.
They usually involve...
And Michael Owen was gone for her formative years, I guess.
A pole, some singles, a video camera, and drugs. I'm just saying. He's a horrible father, and Lindsay screwed up because of that. And Dean is a horrible mother and can't help her screwed up daughter a little bit because she's too busy trying to be famous in the reflected glory of her daughter. So it's just, it's a perfect storm of effed up family dynamics.
Hey, didn't we have a few members of the Kevin and Bean Show that got to see Lindsay's movie this week? Wasn't there a screening on Monday of Machete?
There is one next Tuesday.
It's not until next week. I thought yes. we had one already. I was just
I'll
wondering
giving
how...
giving away tickets later today. Thanks for bringing that up, Bean.
Stay tuned. There was one on Monday.
What?
Did anyone go? I did go.
And how's Lindsay?
I showed up too late and I decided not to go in because it would be rude.
I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, right. You asked because...
Right, that's very helpful. But we're doing a Kevin and Bean screening of Machete next week.
Machete.
Machete. So I'll be seeing it next week, so we can talk
okay.
about it.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Maybe Mike will come by and then decide not to come in and then stop the showbiz beat to talk about it.
This will be the first time she's been in a movie in a long time. That's why I was curious.
And she's shows her boobies.
And those are sizable.
Like nuns do.
Speaking sizeable. Of boobies, Heidi Montag
yeah.
is panicked because... No one has talked about her for a day and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to do an interview with Life and Style magazine. Says that, wait for it, she regrets now getting G-cup-sized breast implants.
Really?
My boobs are crushing me, she tells Life and Style magazine.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
I'm obsessed with fitness, but it's impossible to work out with these boobs.
Dude,
it's heartbreaking.
Well,
I can't live an everyday life. I feel trapped in my own body.
Wow.
She says her breasts contributed to the demise of her marriage to Spencer Pratt.
This is after she went to a doctor and requested the largest legally available size in the United States to
Correct.
Be inserted into her chest, right?
And in February, she said, I love my boobs, but I still want to go bigger. I didn't get them as big as I originally wanted. She wanted H for Heidi, remember?
That's right.
Now she's only got the G's.
So she needs to go up in size still.
This is the woman who had the 10 procedures in one day.
Yeah.
From, and then killed the doctor that gave them.
From Dr. Frank Ryan, who got rewarded by killing him in a car crash. She says, I have nose tape on my nose 24 hours a day since November, hoping to keep the swelling down and hold my nose in place the way Dr. Ryan sculpted it. I don't want my nose to fall off like Michael Jackson's.
Oh, my God. She's a mess.
She's a total, full-blown hot mess.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I couldn't be happier. Anything that causes her pain has to be good, right? Right?
I don't feel that way about her because I think she's dumb. But Spencer, I want all bad things to happen to him.
And when the Heidi and Spencer sex tape comes out, you want to make sure that neither of them are enjoying it, right? When you watch that tape, you're hoping they're both miserable.
Hoping they're both
and it hurts.
Giving each other herpes at the same time. I want a mutual herpes transfer during that tape.
That's real talk right there, man.
Hey, MSN.com has released the top 20 list of best celebrity asses.
Best celebrity asses.
Okay. Yeah, all right, finally some hard news.
Thank
all right.
God we've got news sites on the internet to give us the right news.
Now, Mike said, oh, yeah, now we're talking.
These are female butts,
right.
Mike.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Both. No, these are female butts. You wouldn't be interested. You don't want all 20, right? Let's give you the top 10.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Jessica Alba.
All right. Yeah.
10th best butt in show business.
See, I'm already out. That was going to be my guess for number one.
Oh, wow. No.
She's pretty strong, guys.
Yeah, of course, she's in the top 10.
She's got the compact cute butt, which is nice.
Right.
But it's not a world-class ass.
Right.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a spectacular butt. Number 8, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought of her.
They call her the gluteus goddess. 7.
Got the curvy Latin butt.
7, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Got a nice bubble butt. The bubble butt babe, they call her.
Sure.
They got little cute nicknames for everybody on this list.
That's so nice.
7 is Rihanna. 6, Shakira.
Ah, ooh, yes.
With the belly dancer butt.
Yeah.
Now, this next one's going to cause some trouble in the room. So everyone, just try to control yourself.
Don't jump across the counter and throttle you.
Number 5 on the list. I'm just the messenger. Number 5 on the list, according to MSN.com, Lady Gaga. 5th on the list.
Yeah.
For the tiny, tight tush.
I don't...
Anybody have a problem with that?
No, I don't really know her, but...
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. It's well, maybe you need to get to know her.
She looks like
you. Need to be introduced.
Pretty tiny, but
firm.
I think
she has a great body overall. She's just...
Her boobs are a little loose, a little drippy.
All right.
Drippy.
And she's got a very average face. I don't think she's ugly, but I think she's got a very average face.
She's got candle wax boobs.
All right.
She looks like somebody's got a golf ball and 2 sweat socks. Jessica Biel.
See, no,
sure.
4th on the list.
She cannot be number one.
4th on the list.
Is asinine to me.
That's your guess?
That was my number one.
Well, I think this is for perhaps those who like the badonkadonk a little bigger. Mike's a fitness guy, so he's probably looking for high and tight. But the top 3 are more sort of the generous portion.
Okay.
Ass.
Right. Fishing.
You made a good guess, but it's not the right one.
Thank you, Casey. Number 3, Beyonce.
Come on,
she's bootylicious. Yeah.
Of course.
She's bootylicious.
She is bootylicious.
I got no place else to go.
The bikini photos that came out yesterday, not flattering for Beyonce.
Right. I think that was the high-waisted bikini more than...
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Number 2, Jennifer Lopez. Come on, she's a legend. She's a legend in the ass department.
That's true.
She is she's an ass legend.
Can I guess number 1? An ass legend?
Number 1. Best butt in show business.
Precious.
Best celebrity butt.
Precious.
You're right. Gabrielle as the best butt.
No, I was going to say Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Number 1. Exactly, Kevin. Exactly.
Come on now.
Good job, Kevin.
She's referred to...
Look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
She's referred to as the holy grail of hindquarters in this list. So congratulations, Kim, once again. You have you're the queen of asses once again. Congratulations!
It's funny because Kevin is the king of asses.
And what
dare you?
Today's celebrity birthday is a big list, so hold on, strap in. I'm not even going to give ages. I'm just going to go through names because it's just a huge list. Blake Lively celebrates her birthday today. Rachel Bilson of The O.C. Kel Mitchell of Kenan and Kel. Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood. Claudia Schiffer.
Yes.
Rachel Ray. Blair Underwood. Billy Ray Cyrus, Tim Burton, Elvis Costello, Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
Judas Priest?
Judas Priest. Oh, Judas Priest. Gene Simmons of the band Kiss.
Yeah.
Regis Philbin.
So much for the beat.
Celebrates his birthday today, as does legendary actor and very first James Bond, Sean Connery, celebrates his birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend Kevin Smith joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. You know, used to be, back in the day, baseball players stayed on one team their whole career. That didn't happen, of course, at all anymore. And a guy like Manny Ramirez, who for many years was a Cleveland Indian, for many years was a Boston Red Sox, last 2 or 3 years been an L.A. Dodger, now may end up as a Chicago White Sox.
Now, let me ask you about that, because isn't he one of the best baseball players in the world?
He is. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats, definite Hall of Famer, but he's been riddled with injuries over the past few years. Plus, he's crazy, and you know that from talking to him on this show.
And how much is he making from the Dodgers? Because it's weird that they're putting him on waivers, which is basically just, hey, does anyone want him? We're giving him away, right? I mean,
so then do they not pay him anymore?
He's making huge bucks. It depends. I mean, they work out all sorts of different deals. Sometimes, sometimes the team that loses the player will end up still having to pay part or all of their salary to get rid of him. But, they look at a guy and they go, hey, you're hurt all the time. we can't use you. You know, we got to use that spot for somebody that can play. So I don't know what's going on with Manny, but he is one of the most colorful and likable players in baseball, whether you're a Dodgers fan or not. Everybody loves Manny. And we're fortunate enough to have him on the Kevin and Bean Show as a regular guest. I think he joins us right now. Hey, Manny.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm Manny Ramirez over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. I love yes. L.A. I love his horn. Hooray. I have a horn.
You do have a horn.
Oh, you do have a horn. How about that?
All right.
Hi. So, Manny, what can you tell us? First of all, how are you feeling? I know the injuries have been a real problem for you this year. I think you've only appeared in about 60 games or so. What's going on with that?
That's right. Manny Ramirez, open time, he don't feel too good, but Manny Ramirez feels so great today because Manny Ramirez was on his period. And so I had to bake a cake, and I eat the cake, and everybody feel great.
What are you talking about?
All right.
Who's there? Why does it sound like there's a huge crowd of people?
I'm having a big party. It's my llama's birthday. His name is Chico. He has a brother named The Man.
You have llamas named Chico and The Man?
That's right. They're my favorite buddy. I just love my new house here in L.A. I love my family.
Now,
I love all my animals. And I love to be here in Los Angeles, be Los Angeles Dodgers for a long time.
Okay.
Hooray. All
right. Now, the Dodgers are putting you on waivers, I believe, as early as today.
Waivers. Okay, wave to you. I'm waving. All right. Mm. You wave, Chico. Ha, ha, ha. He's waving his paw in the air.
He's not.
There's
my pig, my little pig, Steve Perry. I love you, little
you
Perry.
You have a pig named Steve Perry?
That's right. Hey, pretty lady.
Yes.
Are you Abraham Lincoln?
No.
All right.
What kind of question is that?
Manny, I think what Kevin was trying to tell you is that your team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, are putting you on waivers, and another club may come in. And they're apparently the Tampa Bay is interested, Texas is interested, the White Sox may want to get you. You may be leaving the Dodgers.
Oh man,
you didn't know about this?
No, I. When you mean I have to go play somewhere else?
Pretty much.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, it may not work out that way. You may end up staying a Dodger, but right now it's looking like you're more likely to leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. You didn't mean to bum you out or give you bad news.
Sometime when I shave my butt hair, it feels like Manny Ramirez have accident, but actually it's just sweat. All right.
Oh, my God. Why would you bring something like that up, Manny?
We weren't talking about your ass. There's balloons at the party. I love balloons. Sometimes I put designer balloons. Sometimes balloon is made out of the aluminum. Sometimes it's made out of plastic. Sometimes it's the rubber. And I love them.
Do your animals love them as well?
Oh, my animals, they love the balloons so much.
Okay.
Chico and The Man and my toucan, Jerry Maguire, and my my pig, Steve Perry, and my cat, my alligator named Cadillac, and I have a gold-plated shark.
What are you talking about?
How could you have a gold-plated shark? That doesn't even make any sense.
Hey, pretty lady.
Yes.
Hi.
I've been looking forward to this conversation ever since we first heard about it when we first came in after the weekend. Psycho Mike did something on Loveline the other night that struck me as a curious choice.
Those of you that don't know the show Loveline, it's on late at night, and they talk about all things.
Pretty much all things.
Including sex and fluids.
Sure.
Those are two of the major topics on Loveline, and
good
this
band.
One involves involves fluids. Mike, how did this whole idea come up that you were going to drink breast milk?
Well, it pretty much just came from me always being curious about how it tasted and wanting.
Don't be curious on this show, man. You'll get yelled at.
Wanting to
nope. Just
wanting
you.
To try it out, and I knew that it would probably be pretty healthy. And you know, I'm a health conscious guy.
Sure.
Right?
And I also had this weird desire to kind of exercise the power of being on the radio. I'm sure you guys got that out of your system a long time ago, but it was I had this weird desire to see if I could just get a girl to come down here and do that.
Oh,
I mean,
I see.
And
that's step one, by the way.
That's just what I was going
to
say.
This is just step one.
But the reality is, in your mind, you had a vision of you taking it right out of a tap. I mean, that's basically why you did it is, A, the breast milk thing is interesting, but, hey, if I could get a girl down here with boobs and I get a chance to drink out of them, I will.
Right, and that's what we said. So our first question to Mike was, you got it from the tap, right? And he said, no.
Yeah. And
then we said, well,
What's the point?
And I understand you being. I understand your scorn when it comes to having the opportunity to drink right from the tap,
right,
and turning it down.
Most guys who are interested in it, it's probably because their wife got pregnant, and now they're just curious.
Right.
They don't just have a random curiosity about that.
Guys are obsessed with boobs in every way.
That's true.
No matter
really?
What. Yes, but.
But I've thrown out the challenge out there. If there's a young lady in the Southern California area that's willing to go. So finally it came, and it came to fruition. This young girl, Hunter, cruises in with the ability to produce breast milk. She does so, and then
was she breastfeeding at the time? She have a baby?
No, she. And I guess this is common. This was all news to me. There's certain types of anxiety drugs and birth control drugs that can create breast milk in an unpregnant woman.
Okay.
And she actually. How we got in contact with her, she called Dr. Drew to ask about that. She was not pregnant, and she was so confused by the fact that she was lactating. So I said, hey, you happen to live in Hollywood. I see here on the call screen or you're local. Why don't you come down and provide me some breast milk? She says, no problem. I'll be there tomorrow night.
All right.
So it comes this past Monday, she comes in. Now, like I said, I understand how you guys would be upset that I didn't drink straight from the tap because she offered.
Okay. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
That's the end of the story, and you do it.
No. No. Now, let me give you a little background, and you tell me how you feel after I tell you this.
All right.
She wouldn't show us her ID.
Do you thought she was underage?
I just suspected.
Oh.
Okay, and then I'm
on
the air.
This is new, by the way, isn't it, Bean?
I'm on
the air.
This
part of her being underage is new.
No, yeah, I don't know if she was underage. I don't know, but I needed to make sure.
That's not what you said off the air ever until this moment. You
Except
said she wouldn't show
for,
us
totally
our ID.
Did.
You said that because she didn't want me to know how old she was. You said that, but you didn't say anything about worrying that she was under 18.
What would my concern be?
I don't know.
She's too old, Kevin? Well, don't be an idiot. And also,
don't be an idiot.
And also, they had a bunch of people there to film it. And
okay.
then we couldn't put it up if I were to take it from the tap because it would be essentially pornographic material.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but you can do it both ways. You can do Beaker. For the camera.
Beaker and boob?
I'm saying, if you have the option, that's the good part of it. Tasting the breast milk isn't the good part.
No.
How is that not the good part of it?
Because I just wanted to, I had this burning curiosity.
Right.
That's the good part for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, I'm no doctor, and you should have a doctor on Loveline, by the way. I think that would make it a much more credible show if you actually had a medical doctor who was a co-host or something like that. Aren't there some health concerns for you drinking a random stranger's bodily fluids? Weren't you a little bit concerned about what could be in that milk?
Yeah, I was. And,
I mean, especially the first thing I thought, except for, wow, is Mike lame for not getting it right out of the tap, is Mike's recovering alcoholic. You don't know this woman could have nothing. She could have 90% alcohol in that breast milk for all you know.
Totes. You're right. And it was definitely dangerous and looking back on it, dumb. Because here, not only.
What about disease?
So we're off the air, and she's in the other room, and this is when the producer and the engineer of the show, Anderson and Ann, are in there kind of asking her these questions, and everything's all, like, real sketchy.
Really?
Girl
offered to come down and let you drink her breast milk, and it was sketchy?
Yeah. And Hunter was super nice. I'm not trying to make it out to seem like she's this dangerous person, but it was a sketchy situation.
Really?
Anyway, I asked Drew. I said, hey, Drew, what are the chances? Let's say she does have a sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
What's the chances that she passes that on to me through breast milk? And he's like, I don't know, 85%.
What? Okay, wait.
85%?
Was this before you drank it or afterwards?
Before.
Before you drank it?
Oh, dude.
Okay, so now you're aware of the downside.
Yeah.
And you're willing to risk sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah.
And
by the way,
HIV
is the only one I can imagine that could be transferred to milk because you can't get syphilis or herpes or something like that from milk.
No, gonorrhea, I guess, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
All right, so you're willing to risk it with both of those.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves his radio show.
Yeah. No, but not – so the good part, at least as we see it, is taking it from the tap.
Yeah,
That's the good part. So you say no to the good part.
You're a man.
I'm taking a huge risk with the downside.
I know. I know. And
without
and
the
good
I sign.
Didn't even factor in, like, if she ate an ecstasy pill the night before, like, how right. it would throw
so
off
you
my
are
recovery.
Essentially, let me recap. You are yes to AIDS, no to nipples.
Right. Yeah.
That's the choice you
I
made.
I know. And it's so funny because, like, you guys are, like, men with, like, hormones and desires and you're normal people.
Right.
Like, that didn't factor in for me at all, like, the desire to get, like, boob in my mouth. I was thinking, like, this will make really interesting radio. And I was looking at all the phones, the people on hold who were all excited about it. And there was this big buildup to it. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, well, 85% chance that I can get AIDS. But this is going to be an awesome bit.
Wow.
I can't let these people down.
When was this?
Monday night.
How you feeling?
Good. I feel good.
A little tired?
Yeah. A little run down. I have this cough that I can't seem to shake, Kevin.
I don't understand.
All right, I already heard about it. I don't think I need to see it. But if you want to go to kevinandbean.com, you can actually see the video of Mike's poor choice drinking the lady's breast milk the other night on Loveline. The top of kevinandbean.com, the article is entitled, I Drank Breast Milk with Slash. And I guess I forgot that Slash from Guns N' Roses and Audioslave, or Velvet Revolver, rather, excuse me, was actually in the room with you when you were drinking the breast milk.
Yeah,
so check out that video.
He might have gotten the AIDS, too. Then you could have killed a rock god. Way to go, Mike.
Mike's trying to kill everyone. He's not going to be happy.
If after all this, that's what kills Slash,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Can't blame me.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
All right, it's time for the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Actually, I have a three-way tie, and all three of them involve alcohol.
Oh,
what a
hard
surprise.
To believe.
Excellent.
The first one comes out of London. Cricket star Graham Swan told a police officer who stopped him for drunk driving that it was because of his cat. It was his cat. It was his cat's fault.
How?
Why was it his cat's fault?
Well, the dude, 31-year-old, went out drinking with friends, and when he got home, his cat was stuck under his floorboards somehow.
Okay.
And he couldn't figure out how to get him out. He needed a screwdriver, didn't have one. So he got in his car and drove down to the local market to get a screwdriver. And he was drunk and he got pulled over. And he's pleading no contest. I mean, he's pleading not guilty because his cat made him do it.
Okay.
His cat was trapped, he kept saying.
All right.
My cat is trapped.
That sounds like an emergency, although it sounds like he should have gotten an actual screwdriver and not the drink.
Yeah, that would have helped probably. Fugitive recaptured while having beer. A prisoner, Cade Thorpe, this is in Australia, was being taken to the Brisbane airport where he was being extradited to the state of Victoria to face charges there. And he escaped from police and swam across a river.
Wow. That's impressive.
And the police went around the over the bridge to the other side, and there's a bar right on the other side of the river, and the dude was inside having a beer. He was having a beer.
Nice.
His first 15 feet of freedom. He said, well, I've gone far enough. I'm going to stop and have a pint.
I'll celebrate.
I'm so outrun the police now.
I know that I could go another mile down the road and decrease my chances of being caught, but man, am I thirsty.
Yes. And the final one is woman arrested in Naperville, which is, I believe, near Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
Calls 911 to complain she's trapped in jail. You're trapped where? The police dispatcher asked. Apparently, there was a 911 call from Carly A. Houston. She was in a cab, and she didn't want to pay her $6.60 fare. So she started getting irate because she was drunk.
Okay.
And then the cab driver said, ma'am, I'm going to call the police if you keep this up. And she was like, go ahead, call the police. I'll wait. So he called the police, and she waited for him. And they got there, and the police said, ma'am, you're going to have to pay her $6.60. And she said, I'm not going to pay it. So they arrested her.
And she said, what did she do?
They took her into jail.
Uh-huh.
And she called 911 from jail.
She may not understand anything that's going on in her life at that point.
She said, quote, I'm trapped in, like, the Naper hotline 911. And the dispatcher said, you're trapped where? And she said, in the Naperville 911. So, and then the phone went dead. So she was charged with not paying the cab.
Uh-huh.
And she was also charged for making a false 911 call.
Oh, good.
Because she was being held against her will in prison.
Okay.
In jail at the local
jail.
Well,
it's hard to argue. She wasn't being held against her will, though.
So the cat did it. The cat did it. The dude escaped. He ran long enough. And she was being held against her will, so this is all good.
Alcohol is good.
It is good. If you take anything away from today's show, it's drink a lot.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Is your girlfriend here yet? Ralph, have you seen Kevin?
I have not seen Kevin Smith yet.
Smitty?
But I think he's on his way.
Is Kevin Smith his girlfriend?
He'll be here shortly.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's not my girlfriend. He's my partner.
Ah.
My life partner. Life partner. Okay.
Yeah, I get confused. I don't know what to call it with Prop 8. First it's in, first it's out. I don't know what you guys prefer, what the terminology is. But Kevin Smith joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Ralph, tease people. Tell them what's coming up in about a half an hour. The musical guest you've lined up for us today.
Yeah, well, you may remember when I was talking about, speaking of Smith, he's having a screening of a movie at the Smod Castle this weekend called The People vs. George Lucas. And it's a documentary about Star Wars fans and how they have turned against Lucas in the light of the subsequent three sequel films he did to the Star Wars franchise and his other projects. And a lot of them have turned on him because they feel he has screwed up something that was beloved by them. And there is a song recorded by two brothers. The band is called Hot Waffles, and they have a brilliant song called George Lucas Raped My Childhood that is featured prominently in The People vs. George Lucas. So when we were talking about the movie, we played a little of the song. It turns out the boys are local. So they're going to come in and do a couple songs for us.
Oh, great.
They're going to do that one, and I believe they're going to do my other favorite of theirs, which is Have You Kicked an Emo's Kid's Ass Today?
All right.
Which is another excellent song. So hopefully the guys will be playing that for us as well.
Big hour straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Jessica Alba has announced her next movie role. She apparently will be performing in yet another Spy Kids movie. You know there's been three Spy Kids movies? This will be Spy Kids 4.
Big hits, right?
Big hits.
Yeah.
Now
they're pretty good, by the way.
The original Spy Kids, Alexa Vega and Daryl Sabara, are now in their 20s, so they're really not Spy Kids anymore. They won't be in the film, but Jessica will be taking over as the a mom of three, a baby and two tween stepchildren, who will be the new Spy Kids, and she will be their mom, and it'll be very entertaining for everyone.
Is that a guarantee?
For those who like good acting.
Oh.
This is an interesting story. I did it before, but we really hadn't heard from this woman. You know, Vampire Weekend's got that album Contra. Mm-hmm. And on the cover is a photo of a model, a professional model, a woman from the 80s. They liked the picture and they used it on the cover. Well, Ann Kirsten Kennis is her name. And she tells Vanity Fair magazine that she feels like she's being taken advantage of and exploited.
Why?
Well, she never signed any sort of waiver or release for that photo. She claims she's never even met the photographer who allegedly took the photo, a guy named Todd Brody. Who do these people think they are? They can just take my picture and plaster it everywhere. Anne is now 52 years old and should be happy it's a picture of you when you looked good. But nonetheless, she is asking for $2 million in a lawsuit.
Now, the photographer claims that he got a release, right?
Right.
But so it's his to do whatever he wants with, as far as he's concerned.
Right.
But does he have proof?
That can he produce that release is the question.
Right.
That's the question.
And so that's what's going to happen in court. We'll have to wait and see.
Right.
What a wacky... I mean, I like Vampire Weekend a lot. They make some wacky choices, but a random photo of a girl from the 80s to put on your album cover was hilarious to me, and it's a great cover.
Yeah, but who'd have thunk it would come back to bite her in the ass?
Yeah, of course.
I'm telling you, fellas, we're in trouble.
Why?
The Kardashian family?
Wendale.
You know how surprised we were that Jersey Shore's numbers were as large as they were when it came to ratings?
Yeah.
5.5 million people were watching last week. Well, it turns out that the season 5 premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians brought in almost 5 million viewers itself over on...
They're like little hairy people.
The Kardashians have captured the heart of America. It was the second most watched telecast in the history of E! Television.
Wow. So that's Seacrest rolling around in million-dollar bills right there. He produces that show.
You know what the most watched telecast in the history of E! Was? The finale of the Kardashian show last season.
Wow. So they're just breaking their own records at this point.
Yeah. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't get that show at all. I don't get Jersey Shore either.
Well, I get Jersey Shore because there's some inherent drama in there. And they're always pumping up the drama. And they're feeding them a lot of booze. And, you know, and they're constantly at odds with something.
Right.
There's a lot of drama. It's a real soap opera. But Kardashian is basically just three whiny chicks and a whiny mom.
But
and a befuddled guy with plastic surgery going, I don't know, Kim. Really, that's all that happens every episode.
But two of those chicks are pretty hot.
That's true, but it's not
the
guys
third
watching
one is
this.
Not
Trust
hot.
Me, I'm telling you, guys are not watching the Kardashians.
That's true.
I guess this whole Scott Disick thing with him being an alcoholic loser and with the baby and everything, maybe that has amped up the drama a little bit and people have been tuning in. But
seems like you have to have an a-hole to get ratings.
Yeah.
Look, every drama needs a villain, baby. Yep.
Yesterday I listened to a little bit of Ralph and Kevin Smith's the Smodcast of Hollywood Babylon. I won't make that mistake again, but the part I was listening to, Kevin Smith talked about on the show that he had never seen the Kardashians until, do I have it right, Ralph? He was over at a friend's house and he caught like 10 minutes of it. And he said, Nothing happens on that show. They just sit around talking, and then they go out and drink, and that's the show? He was shocked by the fact that that's the show, and it's as popular
that's
as
accurate.
It is.
It's like the
Hills. It has been on as long as it has.
That is accurate. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It is.
Speaking of needing an a-hole on the show, the Jersey Shore's got to quit with Ronnie and Sammy, right? They got to move, just focus on the situation and
because he's the interesting.
You are sadly mistaken there, Mike. I mean, chicks love romantic drama, especially when it comes to exes and getting back together and breaking up again. Oh, it's a huge part of that.
Maybe you're right, because like from my point of view, I want to see Vinny and Paulie and the situation.
Because they remind
chicks.
You of you. That's
yeah,
why.
Maybe.
You want to see yourself on that
I
show.
Watch
basically.
Me. Who's with me?
Who's most like me? That's my favorite character.
They're you without the class.
I mean, Mike doesn't have the class with the situation, is that
right.
what you're saying?
Exactly.
Sylvester Stallone is already talking about his sequel for The Expendables. This is who he would like to have star in the second installment.
Yes.
You ready for this potential cast for Expendables 2?
Sure.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
Dud.
Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
Sure.
Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme. Those are the new Expendables he would like to join.
Is he replacing everyone?
Fantastic.
I guess you need new bad guys, right? You need new bad guys and new good guys.
Hmm.
I haven't seen the film yet, but I'm assuming not all the Expendables make it because they're expendable, right?
They don't all make it, but most of them do.
Right, so you got those guys, and then isn't there a whole crew of bad guys they fight up against? Well, there you go. How would you like to see Sylvester Stallone take on Carl Weathers?
That
where
like
have we seen that before?
I'd like to see that in a ring. That'd
we'll
be
fight
cool.
the fight. I'll fight the big fight.
How many of these movies do they have to make before poor Steven Seagal gets a phone call?
I don't think he's up for it. I don't think he's up for it. I don't think there's not a lens wide enough to film him anymore, is there? You have to put him on IMAX just to get his gut into the scene. Let's talk about Showbiz birthday, shall we? There's a ton of them, and I'm out of time, so I'm just going to burn through them real quick. Blake Lively celebrates her birthday today. She is, of course, from Gossip Girl, soon to be seen in the new Green Lantern movie. Rachel Bilson. Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel's birthdays today. Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood. Claudia Schiffer. Rachel Ray, Blair Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, Tim Burton, Elvis Costello, Rob Halford of Judas Priest, Gene Simmons, Regis Philbin, and Sean Connery all celebrate their birthday today.
Wow.
We were talking That's about amazing. Calling. We should do that.
Well, I would like to, if you guys don't mind, I know you guys talk to him all the time, but I would like to wish him a happy birthday, if you don't mind. Can we call him
right
quick?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Mike's got the number over there. Can you just dial it up?
We love Sean Connery.
I know we're running late, but I want to, he is one of my favorite actors of all time. I think he's the best Bond, too. Just going to wish him a quick happy birthday.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Connery. This is Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show. I do the showbiz news here on the show.
Oh, it's Kevin and Bean's lapdog. How are your two girlfriends doing?
Well, they're doing fine. I just wanted to take this opportunity to wish you a very happy 80th birthday. I'm a huge fan, and you're my favorite James Bond, and I just really think it's great that you've lived to see 80 years.
Well, I appreciate that. That really means something to me. And I would like to wish you go f*** yourself.
Wow.
That's
not what I expected.
Oh, my God.
Should have been.
Have you ever heard us talk to him?
Not happy being 80, I'm guessing.
No.
That's what the problem is.
A little cranky. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. The hottest spot in Hollywood is on Santa Monica Boulevard called the Smod Castle. And the proprietor of that fine establishment in our studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, the great Kevin Smith joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
The hottest spot in Hollywood is also on Santa Monica Boulevard. It's that little taco stand four blocks up the street because that's where all the trannies meet to eat.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Get some rough trade there.
So it doesn't have to be rough. It could be gentle. A lot of neck kissing. A lot of like, I've done this before.
Mr. Smith, I remember when you came in, when the Smod Castle was just a twinkle in your eye, and you said, I've had this dream for a long time to have a place, to have my own home away from home where I can go and just put on a show if I feel like it.
When I said a long time, I think it had been about 2 days at that point.
Right, exactly.
Like we literally just started talking about it on Twitter, and the Twitter audience, as I've said, very much like your friend when you're drunk, just like, go ahead, take it out, show everybody what your wiener looks like. Same thing with the castle. I was just like, should we do this? They're like, yeah, do it, do it.
Well, it's not their money.
What's the downside for them?
It's not their money, right.
Totally. Totally.
So my question is, now that you're a couple of weeks in, you got some sold-out shows under your belt with plenty more still to come, and we'll talk about the lineup in a minute. Is it everything that you hoped it would be so far?
That and more. I love it. I think it's awesome. It gives me a chance to look, if you guys would let me, I'd be here every day, but you won't let me. So I had to go open my own theater.
Wow. To get you a little extra time.
I do, apparently. I just gotta, if you're talking, you're alive, right? Isn't that the best part of it all?
Yeah.
Either or effing.
You can argue that with Bean.
When we came off the stage last Friday, when we did our first thing, you said to me, I would like to do it again right away, right now. I wish we had a second show.
So
you
much
love
fun.
It so much.
It was, of all the things that we do down there, and we do a bunch of shows now, it's the one that to me is so easily digestible, absolutely fun. It's who doesn't like to talk about movies, entertainment, and then who doesn't like to crack out on it at the same time? You know, so you guys are familiar with the formula here.
Absolutely. But what I don't get about you, what's always puzzled me about you, is you are a guy who has so many outlets for your creativity. I mean, obviously, you draw comic books, you've got a blog, you write scripts, you film movies. It's crazy to me that you have so much inside of you that you can't wait to get out, that you enjoy this as much as you do.
That's why I have a wife and a fleshlight. There's a lot in me I got to get out, man. And one outlet ain't going to do it, my friend. I don't know. It just feels kind of like because of the film, the day job, as I call it, a lot of cool avenues got opened up along the way and stuff that I've always, you know, let's try that. This is definitely one of them, but this is taking on a much larger life of its own. I mean, yeah, at least for the time, but it's only been open like 3 weeks, but
right.
So far so good. It's a kind of foolproof formula, man. It's small enough theater that you can fill up, and then you take nothing's wasted. The shows go up online in a few days. Like Ralph's show went up on what was it, Tuesday, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
We launched Tuesday. iTunes also put it up Tuesday, so that was able to chart. And Ralph, right now, I mean, it's a constantly shifting chart, but Ralph's show is in the top 10. It was number 7 when we looked, just when we were outside. Overall, that's all the podcasts on the planet, man.
That's awesome.
That's the cool. 7th most listened to podcast in the world.
In the world.
So, me and Kevin.
So the same
and in
Babylon.
Comedy, he's number 2, and you were number 1 until Jane, Silent Bob, Get Old took over. I'm now competing against myself like the Kardashians.
But it's us. It's us doing it.
It is. No, I know.
So the success.
It's you. This is your world. I wouldn't talk about Hollywood unless you started talking about Hollywood. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds fun. Let's talk about Hollywood. Your shtick.
So the way to make it successful.
I'm saying it there in case we split up one day like Martin and Lewis. And everyone could go to the audio and be like, he said it was Ralph's show.
I start going to telephone. You show up 20 years later.
Drunk. So what happens is Ralph then replaces you with someone else and still does it Friday nights at the Smod Castle. You're out. He brings in another guy.
That's all right. I'll just take my 10% off the top.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the beauty of that, though, is if I ever do have to go somewhere, you have to go somewhere, you slot somebody else, you can pull one of these fools right here.
Well, never. Maybe
not the fool
never.
In the box.
Yeah.
You got to come down, Kevin.
I'll come down.
See?
Well, you
that,
stop
man.
It. I'm doing this to
buddy.
Get away from
hey, this. This would be your world, man.
Hey,
in this world, you'd be sitting at that mic.
Hey, over here, buddy.
I'm not even going to look at him. I'm not even going to look at him.
I could do that. Hey, buddy.
Right, but just ruin everything. Sorry,
here's
man.
Here's the question I have about this, specifically about the Ralph and Kevin show at the Smod Castle, Hollywood Babylon.
The one that sells out. Instantly,
that's my question.
It's the fastest selling Smodcast in Smodcastle history.
It is,
if I'm not mistaken.
It is,
which goes all the way back to August of 2010. Right,
it does. 2 weeks.
So you're doing.
But that's consistently cool. Like every time you look at our, you know, it's not hard to track our ticket sales. You know, at home. I mean, you can't track it from your home, but I can track it at my home.
Sure.
And so, you know, 50 seats. Basically, Ming, my webmaster, will send me a number all the time. Be like 28 of 50. Blah blah blah. His is entirely the first week. The all impending week is always 50 out of 50, and like even next week, he's half sold.
Wait
out.
Till I come on it, man.
I know.
You know
right?
what I mean?
So, I mean 0 of 50.
And it was such a lovely audience, and they were definitely a K-Rock audience.
Yeah,
the thing that I loved about it. Like of all the other shows that we've had there, it's always fishing off the same pier. You see a lot of the same faces, a lot of the same people. This was completely 50 new faces.
Is there somebody who has been to everything you do?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yeah. So far, we've got a regular. He's a cool dude. He's been to everything. Even the cartoon show he came to on Saturday morning. That's where we just roll cartoons
watch
and
cartoons.
Eat cereal. Yeah.
Do you pat him down before he comes in?
Never. I'm like, please be the one that shoots me in front of everybody in my own theater. Yeah. Let me die like that. No, I don't want to die like that. Stay out of my theater with guns. I don't want none of that. I'm just kidding.
You could be comedy's Dimebag Darrell. Look at it that way. So it's going to be Friday night. You and Ralph. Are going to be Friday nights till further notice. This week it's on a Thursday night. It's going to be tomorrow
night. This week it's Thursday.
And,
it doesn't matter. It's sold out. Sold out.
And that's
like
already sold out.
Ago. Yeah.
But people can still buy a ticket if they want to come see the show next Friday.
Yeah, and the following Friday as well. Or, you know, not for nothing, all the other shows as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I mean, we're doing Thursday this week because Ralph had something to do on Friday, but generally Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is when we're up and running. And there's a show on Sunday that I do with my friend Malcolm Ingram that is really, really funny called Blowhard, which is also in the top 10. We launched like 3 shows last week. Right now I got 4 in the 4 podcasts in the top 10 of comedy. And you know, it sounds cool, network. But it's free and you make nothing off of it. So what's the point?
You'll get to that point at some
ego.
Totally. It's ego. That's what it is. I mean, that ego feeds everything else. If you're feeling cool about it, you're like, I like this and I'm involved in this. Later on, the money will always come. That's what I've always noticed.
Yeah.
And money's coming now in terms of like selling tickets to the live aspect of it. But I don't care. We've been doing 3 years, no money. It's just
right.
I like talking, obviously.
and it does seem like Blowhard is more of an order than anything else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That is our 8th show at Smod Castle is kind of differently themed. Like Hollywood Babylon naturally has everything to do with show business. Blowhard is pretty much the gay theme show. It's right. By my friend Malcolm Ingram, and he's pretty damn gay. So we talk about that quite a bit. Smodcast is, you know, just the weird stuff that me and Mosher talk about.
Get you and Muse doing.
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. That's when we started 2 weeks ago. And that's really fun. It's interesting. It's funny because it's Muse. Basically, it's Muse talking about addiction the whole time. And the highs, you know, there are no highs, but the lows and the lowers. And also falling off the wagon. It's kind of gripping tale that has been unfolding over the course of about 2-3 weeks or something.
And what
like
do
that.
You say as your character?
I don't. I just stand there and he talks and I nod a lot. It's very
isn't it funny that Kevin cast podcast. Himself in that role.
Yeah.
That's something.
It is funny that your fans are going to have to quit their jobs in order to be able to listen to all of the content that you're producing every week.
That's
at this
the
point.
Thing I hadn't even thought about. That is like there. I've seen some people on Twitter going, "Where do I have the time to listen to these?" I'm like,
"No kidding."
It's only 7 shows or something.
That's Kevin like Smith. Is here, smodcastle.com, for details on all the places that we're talking about down on Santa Monica Boulevard. And there's a lot more going on with Smitty, too. We'll return with more right after this. Got some live music coming up here in just a couple minutes from the Waffle Brothers on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know you've never heard of them, but trust us, they're funny. You're going to like it. Also, Kevin Smith is here in studio. He, of course, is, well, he's Mr. Smodcastle. Go to smodcastle.com, smodcast.com, if you want to hear the wide variety of podcasts that are now available for you for free, by the way, I'd like to point out.
Bean, who is lodged in your throat? What is going on over there, man?
I know.
It's his gardener. His gardener's lodged in his throat.
Every time you get sick in this job, you have to weigh whether you should show up to work or not, or right. If you're doing your listeners a disservice by sounding bad. And I apologize if it's unpleasant.
What do we say to you?
You say stay home.
That's
you
always right. Say, we say, you say don't work. On the side of caution and don't work.
But you tell me not to come in if I get a bad haircut.
Right.
You say go ahead and let that grow out before you come back.
That's good
back.
Advice, I think.
You never listen.
So if I sound bad, say the word. I'll pull the plug.
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't sound bad.
Word. Word. What's the word?
You know what's good for that, though? What's always good for a bad
I'm
throat.
Afraid of what you're going to say.
It's on-air masturbation.
Oh, dear God.
Do it up.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's think that's going to help.
This isn't a podcast, okay, Kevin? We can't get away with
speaking
stuff.
Of which, people have been asking me, where can they find Hollywood Babylon, the podcast that Kevin
Smodcast.com.
and I do?
There are two addresses. Smodcastle is where we do the show, and right. Smodcast.com is where it goes up. Our show will be done on Fridays, and from now on, it will go up on Saturday.
Well, there
morning.
You go.
So the night, like 12 hours after we record it, it'll be up.
And
it can go sooner,
iTunes
but
also.
I'm a stoner, and I don't like to work a lot. After the show, I like to get high and think about all the terrible things I said. Quite like you guys. I learned that here at K-Rock. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a team of people? Is there a Team Smith now of a huge support staff that
There's
has to
me.
Do all
That's
this
why
stuff?
I got to buy 2 seats all the time, dude. I am the team. I'm working enough for 2. Can we talk about, can I give one more plug to Smodcastle, and then I got to make an announcement, a Hollywood announcement.
Sure.
Which has been announced elsewhere, but not here.
All right.
Come down on Sunday. Funny, 2 funny shows. Jay and Silent Bob Get Old and Blowhard. Very, very, very funny stuff.
Okay.
But here's my Hollywood announcement.
All right, Hollywood announcement.
You know, we're making this movie Red State.
Yes.
September 22nd, we start shooting. I cast a prominent actor in this town.
Tom Cruise?
Close.
Another
couch jumper who could or could not be gay, we're not sure.
Bruce Willis?
Ralph Garman.
What?
Oh, yes!
I'm in a Kevin Smith movie. How excited am I? Yeah.
That's the beginning of the end for most actors. Right there. When you're in a Kevin Smith movie, you know you're on your way down.
I've got a day
up.
Job. I've got less to lose.
That's true.
The way I look
very,
at
very
it.
True. Yeah. I made him do it. I was like, if you want to do this podcast, you've got to be in Red State. You're the guy
said, no.
Takes his clothes off and hugs another man.
No.
I like that role for him. Now, tell us about it. What's Red State?
Red State is this flick that I'm shooting. It's different than everything else we've ever done. It's not a comedy. It's more of a horror movie. Mm-hmm. It flat out is a horror movie, and it's not funny. It's weird because I hired a funny guy to be, and Ralph's going to play like is hardcore fundamentalist, quiet, he'll probably speak though, redneck essentially.
All right.
But without the accent.
Will his head spin around or anything like
no,
that?
No, no, there's some violence. I don't want to spoil it, but there's some, he's involved in some violence, some bloody chicanery, if you will.
All right.
Oh, I love bloody chicanery.
They're a good band.
It's going to be like when you saw, remember when Gary Busey was in Lethal Weapon?
Oh.
And you're like, that's Buddy Holly.
Mr. Joshua.
Yeah, yeah, but he turned into a badass performance. Yeah. That's going to be Ralph. We're going to turn him into Mr. Joshua. In a couple years, you're going to be like Gary Busey.
But we see that Ralph Garman.
Good luck
with
that.
We see that Ralph Garman every day here on the Kevin and Bean Show, though. We don't need to go to the movie theater to see angry, mean Ralph Garman.
Buckets of crazy. Here.
Now, I hope you will learn from Ralph's previous directors and know that you have to shoot each scene with Ralph twice, once for when he's in it and once for when you cut him out. I mean, you understand that's how it works.
I will. Don't worry. I'll cover his lines.
You got to, right?
With another actor just in case we have to swap out at the last minute. I learned that from Bruce Willis, man. We were making Cop Out. Bruce Willis, if you've seen the movie, and if you haven't, is on Blu-ray. And the Blu-ray is kind of amazing. The MCM version. I'm always selling, obviously.
Yeah. I have it on Blu-ray.
You got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? But having it and watching it, Kev, too.
I haven't watched it yet. Okay. I have a lot of stuff I haven't watched yet.
Thank you for buying
but I bought it.
Cups on it.
Of course.
Please watch it. We're shooting, and there's a point in the movie, a couple things that Bruce's character says quite a bit, where he's talking about he wants his baseball card. That's the very thrust of the film itself. I want my baseball card. And then his daughter, Ava's getting married, so he's always talking about, Ava, my daughter, her wedding. Says that. There's a scene in the movie where he has to say that. That was in the dialogue.
Right.
We did that scene. Totally fine. Next day. Shooting a completely unrelated scene out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he's just like, I want my baseball card, Ava, my daughter. And I was like, what's going on, man? Did he forget that we shot this scene yesterday? Is he old or something? And I was like, let it go. He's famous. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to mess with that guy. Next day, same thing. We're doing a scene where it's not even the two people that were involved, Tim and Tracy. It's him and somebody else. And out of nowhere, he's like, I want my baseball card, Ava, my daughter. And I was just like, why does he keep doing this? And then I figured out.
But now you have to address it.
I figured out what it was, man. I figured out when I went to the editing room because I went back and asked him 2 days later. I was like, boss, you keep doing the lines that were in that one scene that we already shot, put to bed, and I cut it. And he's going, you did cut it, huh? I said, yeah. He's going, he's going to make the movie. I said, I think. He's going, no, it's not. I said, really? He's going, Kevin, I've been doing this 25 years. I'll tell you which scenes are going to make the movie and which scenes aren't going to make the movie.
Are you kidding?
I had a co-editor before we even sat in the editing room. So I said, really? And he goes, absolutely. He's going, and so my philosophy is if it's going to get cut out, this scene that all that information in is going to get cut. So we're going to have to come back and reshoot it. Why do that? Let me just do that dialogue in every scene of the movie.
Oh, my God.
So he would cover that exposition. He would cover that exposition by sneaking it into every scene he shot.
That's At first, I was like, thank you for thinking of me 6 months in the future. Like, that's thinking of editing. But, again, 25-year man. This dude's been doing a quarter of a century. You couldn't argue with the logic. As I sat in the editing room 2 months later and whatnot, trying to tighten the flick up even more.
Do you use one of the later ones?
Absolutely. I was just, I knew I had buckets to reach into and whatnot.
That is hilarious.
That's what you get with a 25-year man. Ralph will not bring to the set.
I will not, sir. No.
At all.
Were you afraid that he was going to beat you up if he didn't put that line
absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. He terrified me. He was very, very scary.
Good. I know we're out of time for this segment.
That's not even comedy lying. He is terrifying.
That is funny. Let me ask, I'm always fascinated with that. You do a phenomenal job with casting in your movies. I always enjoy that. Who do you have in Red State? Besides Ralph, who's in Red State?
Besides Ralph, pretty cool we've cast. Got this dude, Michael Parks, who is a long time been one of my favorite actors. I've never had anything for him to do because I make those dopey dudes running around the mall with their hands down their pants movies. Finally, I made a movie with an adult in it. He's the dude from the opening of From Dusk Till Dawn, the sheriff. He's also been in the Kill Bills. He was in Along Came Bronson many, many years ago. Yeah. Great, great actor, man. This role
he was
is
in Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks as well. Tailor made for him. Melissa Leo, who's up for an Oscar last year, I think.
Yeah, last year. She's the Frozen River girl.
She's in it. Kyle Gallner is in it. He plays on Smallville. He plays Impulse. And he was in Veronica Mars, which I love very much.
Me too.
Stephen Root also is in it.
Stephen Root is coming back.
One of my favorites.
He's a dude I worked with very briefly on Jersey Girl and thankfully has forgiven me and is now coming back.
He's not holding that against you?
Not at all. Michael Angarano is just in, Gentleman Broncos. He was in Sky High. He was the kid lead years ago in Sky.
Right.
pretty. It's a pretty cool cast,
wow,
but it's also
Smith making a grown up movie.
That's what it is.
That?
It's like when I say that cast, people go, "Oh, where's Affleck and Muse?" And you know, don't have that. It's
who's kinda, farting?
Yeah, who's gonna fart in this picture? Who will put their hands down their pants? That'll be me behind the monitor where that type of thing belongs.
Ralph, aren't you glad that Kevin Smith already has the worst ending to a sex scene ever out of his system before he made this movie that you're in?
Yeah, that's a good point. I still think there's a chance I may be frosted in sometime during the film. I think it might happen.
I think Ralph. I mean, we didn't even say this. Ralph plays a character named Caleb, and Caleb is Melissa Leo's character's husband.
Yeah,
Melissa Leo. He's playing Melissa Leo's husband.
Ralph, please do me a favor and work in the line that Willis kept working in. Work in Ava.
My daughter, Ava.
I want my baseball card.
I'm going to just keep saying that.
Every single scene.
It was unbelievable. Dude, there was one point where I was walking past a room. We were on a fake motel set. This man scared me so much. So much so that I tried to stay away. You know, it's just like I'd go if he called me, but I would go over there because anytime I went over, he'd just look at me with that, turn that head in that Bruce Willis way.
Yeah.
And almost you feel like you were getting judged or something?
Judged? I mean, you didn't feel it.
Like,
it was just.
How did you dare come up? What is it?
It was like being in the room with a Dementor. Like when you watch the Harry Potter movies and the Dementor comes on the set, and all of a sudden you're like,
chill in the
room. I'm going to get killed. It was very scary. So I was walking.
That's good for a director to be scared to death of his actions,
right? Keeps
you on
your toes when you're making a comedy, Ralph. good times are ahead by some. So I'm talking to you and Tracy. I'm like, hey, we're going to go do this scene. You need anything? He's like, oh, I'm good. And I'm walking past the bathroom in the motel set. And there's Bruce, and he's got a little rag, and he's pouring water out of it from a water bottle. And he's patting the rag on his head, give himself kind of sheen of sweat. Bruce likes different layers on him when you're shooting. He said that, too. He's like, you want to shoot me? You want to make me look my best? Mud, blood, water. And just shoot. He's like, you shoot. And you, it's true. You look at him in any movie. Anytime,
most of his movies.
Mud, blood, water. He looks pretty bad. So he's in there putting water on his rag. And I was, you know, at this point in the movie, I'd been kind of shot down enough where I'm like, I'm not going to bother him. But I felt like, I don't know, it's 4 weeks in. Maybe I could give it another shot. And I just talked to Tracy. I mean, be a man. Be Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith used to be. So I doubled back and went to the fake bathroom. And I was like, hey, boss, you need anything? Turns that Bruce Willis look of enmity, like, how dare. And looks at me and says, I'm getting into character. And then I was like, okay, man. I'll step aside.
Okay.
His idea of getting into character was pouring water on a handkerchief and putting on the back of his head.
Wow.
And it was like that, dude.
That's the Stanislavski method, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. What it is, I mean, honestly, the dude just didn't respect me. It was that simple. And that's fine.
That sucks.
My body of work maybe doesn't call for it. He's a 25-year man. He's a movie star. This is why I never want to work with movie stars anymore. Please don't tell Ben Affleck I said that.
There's a famous acting book called An Actor Moisturizes, and it's all about applying water to your skin. That's how you get into character.
That's why... Believe me, that role was earmarked for Bruce Willis. Now I'm giving it to Ralph.
There you go.
How about that now?
All right.
Kevin Smith is here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you all about The People versus George Lucas. You're going to love it. On the way, right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. It has gone from a party to an actual hootenanny now because you've got Kevin, Bean, Lisa, Mike, Ralph, Kevin Smith. Now joining us, Chris and Tim Waffle, ladies and gentlemen. The Hot Waffles. The Hot Waffles are here.
Hello. Is that really your last name?
Yeah, it's Belgian in origin. we are brothers.
Well, that joke never gets old.
No, it's good. I'm stealing it and using it.
It worked in this room.
Like, makes no sense.
So you guys are musicians/comedians, and you've got a pretty good following in Orange County, and you play the comedy clubs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I got one. I'm a nightclub owner now.
We would love to play.
Please,
you're like Bogart in Casablanca.
I really am.
Tell us about this movie.
The reason you came to our attention is because now all of a sudden you're associated with this movie. What's that all about?
Yes, The People versus George Lucas, a new documentary about the fans and their love-hate relationship with the man who created Star Wars. And what's really cool is the director. He invited fans to submit things to him, and actually one of our fans emailed us and said, hey, your song would be perfect. This is what this movie is about.
You had already written the song?
We had already written the song, and it pretty much encapsulates.
That's also a Belgian word.
That's the Belgian pronunciation.
What the movie's about.
Yes. It pretty much sums it up. So it's used in the trailer, and it's been pretty cool, and we got to see the movie, and it's a lot of fun. So.
How stoked
okay.
are
you guys. So, you got the call, and they were like, "Hey, can we use your song?"
We were. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Honest with the,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be totally honest, we got the call because it's happened before. People are like, "Hey, we want you to do this," and we never hear from them again.
Right. Right.
So, guys, like, "Hey, we're making this movie. Who knows when it's going to be out?
Right?
Can we use your song?" And it was all. It doesn't matter.
It's a common story, but you took the leap of faith and it
Passed
it out.
The next thing we know, it was in the trailer, and we saw it online.
Suing the production for how much?
I hate these people. But for people who don't know, for people who are confused, like, why does somebody hate George Lucas? Star Wars was awesome. Maybe your song is going to answer some of those questions, but from your perspective, why do you have this grudge against Mr. Lucas?
Actually, we started writing this song just as a joke to kind of make fun of those people in a way. But as I started writing the lyrics, my brother Tim here went, "You know, this is true." You know what? Jar Jar Binks was horrible.
Yeah.
You
think Jar Jar Binks was the turning point? That was the tipping point that everybody said?
I think the episode one, like the next morning after episode one, is like when you're in the bar and you kind of turn over and look to see the other person. You're like, oh, no.
Coyote, I wish it hadn't happened.
When you went to see Jake Lloyd is lying next to you the next morning.
Yeah. You're like, oh, every saga has a beginning, but every night has an ending. Get out.
Darth Vader built C-3PO. No.
Now, you guys are going to play live for us. You're going to play George Lucas. What's the name of it?
George Lucas Raped Our Childhood.
Yeah. There you go.
Sounds about right. Okay, so this is Chris and Tim Waffle. HotWafflesMusic.com is the site. Listen up.
2, 3, 4. It was 1977 when the world became alive. A sci-fi movie so profound. But then 20 long years later, it all became a lie when they changed it all around. On step of Jabba's tail, the old versions are for sale, and I don't know which is worse. They put in all the CGI, and I just wanted to die when I saw Greedo shoot first. And that's why we say, George Lucas raped our childhood, George Lucas raped our childhood, George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas came down in the form of a giant womp rat to abduct my childhood for when it was innocently picking flowers by a stream. And I swear, as sure as the twin sun set on Tatooine, that I'll never give Lucas another dollar of my money. At least until the Clone Wars Season 3 DVDs come out. I use those. Episode 1 just stinks. Remember Jar Jar Binks and how he sipped in poo. It'll never be the same. Midi-chlorians are lame. And what's up with Naboo? Am I right? George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood. Everybody. George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood.
Come on,
like that, man.
It's so number one, it's catchy, but you guys just sound pretty together. It's a pretty song.
It's a
you take
song.
Away the content, it's still very pretty.
Now, Friday night, you can see the movie at the Smod Castle. How
Why don't
that
you guys come
Kevin
down
Smith?
And play?
We would love to.
So we'll show the movie. You guys come down, do some songs.
Let's do it.
How did it happen, Kevin Smith? How did you end up screening the movie there?
Matt Cohen, who is my co-owner of Smod Castle with me, does a show there called Bagged and Boarded. He was just like, "I'm in this movie and it's amazing. I saw it at a festival. Can we screen it here?" I said, "Yeah, the filmmakers want to," and they did.
Do you think that we would have liked those movies if, and I know it's impossible to guess if we hadn't seen Star Wars, if the original trilogy hadn't existed, but are those movies on their own, aside from the greatness of the previous ones, are they any good? I mean, could you look at them objectively at all?
No.
I'm going to let you guys go.
No.
No. They're just
bad.
There's
a lot of problems with the screenplays. I think it's just a very convoluted children's film. Like, you're sitting there going, like, well, this is for kids, but why are they talking about trade routes and taxation?
Right.
Like, in essence, there's a kind of a Revolutionary War tale beneath it all, but no kid's interested in that. I just want to see bits of that. Pew, pew.
You know, my son loves General Grievous, but he doesn't
But you're like, Grievous can't work. He's a robot with a human heart.
makes no sense.
Like, why is Grievous using lightsabers? He wasn't trained in the Jedi arts. Come on.
And if you're a robot who can spin arms and whatnot, why do you even need a lightsaber?
Really?
It's just overkill. It's like bringing sand to the beach.
If you want to find out more about Chris and Tim Waffle, again, their website is hotwafflesmusic.com. And it sounds like they just booked a gig. It sounds like you could also see them live on Friday night as the screening of The People versus George Lucas happens at the Smod Castle. That's smodcastle.com. Awesome. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in, man. We enjoyed meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:57.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Time for another look at the show Biz Beat with Ralph Garman and his podcast friend, Kevin Smith, joining in. Now, you got to keep the language clean because we're not at the Smod Castle right now, Kevin.
I'll tell you, that was pretty sweet last Friday, not having to watch your language when talking about, like, Tila Tequila and stuff. You could just say what you felt.
You were like Sam Kinison up there. Everything was foulness coming out of your mouth.
I was working like Bill Cosby, all straight, all no blue, all PG rated humor, and Ralph was just like Caligula up there.
You're known for
his language and what he was doing with the people.
You're known for your restraint of language. Yes.
Speaking of George Lucas, and we were just talking about him raping our childhood.
That song rocked in a way that most novelty songs don't.
It really did.
It was fun to sing, and I'm still singing it in my head.
Lucas just filed a $5 million lawsuit against a company called Jedi Mind Incorporated.
Maybe the song's not so funny after all.
The company apparently has a wireless headset that detects brain waves, and then you can use the headset to play games or run software apps with your thoughts. No mouse, no keyboard.
Wow.
No technology whatsoever, just using your mind.
And he's mad about this?
These are not the droids you're looking for.
That's what he's talking about.
Is this a video
game?
Can
you choke a person from across a room wearing this thing?
Lack of faith.
Yes. A dude in uniform, preferably?
He doesn't care about the technology. He's pissed off that they're calling it a Jedi mind.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's proprietary. Even the droid app, like the droid phone, rather, not the app. They had to get clearance from Lucasfilm, who created the word droid. In that movie, I learned that in The Incredibles. At the end of The Incredibles, they had a character, the Omni-Droid, that he was fighting in that movie. In the end, like one of the first credits up was the term droid used by permission from Lucasfilm or whatever.
Wow, I guess he created that word. You're the guy that reads those?
I do. I read the credits and whatnot.
George slaps trademarks on almost everything. He's got...
But he didn't create the word android. That existed before him.
Exactly.
So he just shortened android
and then
like,
trademarked that.
Wow.
He owns Jedi Knight, naturally, Jedi Power Battles, Jedi Training Academy. However, he doesn't have a trademark for Jedi Mind. That's what this company is saying. They researched it.
Does he have Jedi?
I'm assuming he must have Jedi.
But it doesn't matter that word if you make up the word. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you make up the word Jedi and put it in front of anything, or somebody can't just take it and put it in front of something.
I don't know. If the word android existed and he took droid and made
now
that
he's
his
getting,
own.
He's being hoisted on his own petard, Lisa.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all come back to bite him in the ass.
Good.
It's a light petard, I think he was hoisted on. He has trademarked all characteristics of the Jedi as well. Jedi robes, the lightsaber weapon, the power to levitate objects, a telepathic oneness with the universe, and the ability to shoot energy beams called force lightning from your fingertips.
Wait a second.
Those are all trademarked.
That's called force lightning?
Force lightning.
I've never heard the term for it. I just said the rays that came out of the Emperor's fingers. They have a name for it?
Force lightning.
That
is
the worst name in the Star Wars universe. Force lightning? How much time did that take to come up with? He's like, I was wiping my ass. I figured out what we should call the stuff. Comes out of the Emperor's hands. Force lightning. Lightning. Like, wow.
Force lightning is also a sex move I think you can use on certain ladies who aren't willing.
Not for me.
Let's make sure you get that copyrighted because somebody's going to steal it. It's too good.
All right. You know how the Emperor shoots like stuff out of his fingers? How would that copyrighted?
What about, and you wear a robe now? You can get sued by George Lucas?
Apparently, yes.
That's all I wear these days. Damn it.
Lounge around the house in a big robe.
George Lucas.
Hey, you're lucky he didn't copyright hockey jerseys.
No kidding, man. Yeah. That's next.
You'd have nothing to wear.
I'm
going to
put Jedi suck right across the jersey and see if I get sued.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Blake Lively. She is on Gossip Girl and has been cast as Carol Ferris, Green Lantern's girlfriend in the new Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds.
I believe she's also in Ben Affleck's new movie, The Town.
Is she?
That looks awesome, by the way.
That trailer looks fat.
That does look good.
Man, really fat. Did you see the poster with the nuns jumping out of the van?
That looks scary.
How come churches aren't mad about that? Like, seriously, in a world where, like, they get really uptight about everything.
That's
is it
true.
Is it because they're just like, we don't want to talk about
maybe
it
they know most nuns are thieves.
Yeah, they're like, well, it's a problem we've been trying to keep quiet. First the pederast, damn. Now the bank robbing nuns. We've been having problems. Good
secret's man. Out.
Good that man. Movie looks so good.
It does.
So good.
John Hamm's one of my favorites, too.
I know. Oh, you've been watching Mad Men this season?
Amazing.
I
best
live for
ever.
That show. You watching it yet, Kevin?
Kevin's yeah, not I'm, watching it.
You're not.
You're not. You're just,
he's seen half of the first
like,
episode of season
is John
one.
Hamm kick a soccer ball in that movie? Then I watch it. I'm like, it's not even a movie. It's a TV show.
Blake Lively's 23. Rachel Bilson of The O.C. is 29.
Mm-hmm.
Kel Mitchell of Keenan and Kel fame is 32. Claudia Schiffer. Turns 40 years old today. Blair Underwood, actor from L.A. Law, soon to be seen in The Event on NBC. He's 46 years old. Billy Ray Cyrus is 49. By the way, hear about his daughter's, Miley's, new movie?
Miley Cyrus, no.
Yeah, it's called LOL.
No.
And in it, apparently, she loses her virginity on screen, is smoking pot, and a bunch of other lascivious activities that people up in arms.
Our little girl's grown up.
She's all grown up, and she's
shooting it in my house. It's going to be happening in my house, man.
What?
Because all those things you could do at my house. Smoke pot, lose your virginity, LOL.
I thought you were actually renting out your home as a location now.
Is she 18 yet? She's not 18 yet? Is that the
scandal? She is 18.
Oh,
she's just 18. But she
was just in a kind of grown-up, not a grown-up movie, but The Last Song, I think it was.
Yeah.
My kid the other day was like, did you see The Last Song? I'm like, no, don't be an idiot. But she was like, it was so nice, but it was sad. Like,
it's
you know,
terrible.
Is it,
I think
is it
she's
really
still.
Bad?
She's terrible.
I'm going to tell my kid, I'm like, well, Hartley, guess what? Psycho Mike thinks you're an idiot, too. Because we both don't like that movie.
It's bad.
I think she's still 17, guys.
Oh. Mm.
I think Selena and Demi are both 18, but I think Miley is still 17.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was the, like wasn't that the point of that the thing with Perez Hilton where he put up the picture of her getting out of the car?
That's right.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. She's a child.
Tim Burton's 52 years old today. Elvis Costello
is he really?
56. Yeah.
Would you call Tim Burton a brand name? I would at this point.
Absolutely.
Right? Like Coca-Cola. Yeah. Somebody
Absolutely.
Was trying to argue with me. I said, like, no. I said, why? They were like, Alice in Wonderland didn't belong to Tim Burton. I was like, they've been making Alice in Wonderland films for years. That one made a billion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And regardless of whether you like it or not, it had a clear vision. And clearly it belonged to that guy.
And
I think he's a brand.
I don't even know what movies he directs or not anymore. But the Tim Burton label that goes on a movie is...
Burton-esque.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Coraline. I don't know what he had to do with that, but I know that was a Tim Burton film.
It wasn't, though.
It wasn't?
No, it was Henry Selick, the guy that actually made...
James
Nightmare Before
Peach.
Christmas. No, he was the guy that actually did the work. Tim Burton was like, hey, man, let's put in creepy things. And he's like, I'm going to go away. You do it.
Well, see, that's how big the brand is. Even people who aren't related to it.
Henry
I think
Selick. He was the dude, yeah.
Elvis Costello's
and
56.
Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman wrote that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Comic book geek.
Sorry. Neil Gaiman's tuned out. These are everyone else left. We're alone
are we
in the
still
studio.
Here?
This Thursday night, man, we can continue that conversation.
Totally.
That's the beauty of it.
Come to Smodcastle where geekery is worshipped, not mocked. Not scoffed at, like in this room.
Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Smith.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you on Thursday.
You will.
At the Smodcastle, Ralph.
I did not make this statistic up.
Liar!
I'm not in the business of manufacturing news.
Liar!
I just shared with you the survey that was done by Travelodge in Britain. That's all.
Liar!
You can draw your own conclusion.
Liar!
Why do you find this so difficult
you
to believe?
You are lying!
Crazy, Bean.
Here's the thing. Bean, a little crazy, and he travels with a sock monkey.
Yes, he does.
Takes it with him everywhere.
Yeah.
Never leaves it at home. If he goes, it goes.
I pack it. I take it in my backpack, so in case my luggage gets lost, that way I still have him with me. And then I can't sleep without him. That's why, because I've had him for years.
So we've mocked him many times. We said, dude, you travel with a stuffed animal, really? I mean, that's ridiculous. So Bean found some fake study. Or made it up. I don't even know if he planted it.
Why is it? It's on abcnews.com. How
right.
do I
it
have
looks
the ability?
That way.
It can't be real.
It looks,
How do
it looks
I have
like
the ability to plant a story on abcnews.com?
You can make anything look right if you have any skills.
You can
skills.
Go to their website and see 1 in 4 grown men travel with a stuffed animal. Teddy bears, stuffed dogs, and other animals are packed in businessmen's suitcases. That's the story. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I wasn't even part of the survey.
1 in 4.
No way.
Adult men.
That means that 1 in 2 adult men is actually sleeping at home with one.
Yeah,
because they don't all bring them when they travel, right?
I don't know how you could leave them behind. If you saw Sock Monkey's little face, if I ever were to walk out without him.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. It can't possibly be true, so therefore you made it up. Right? Are you with me on that, Lisa? Because usually totally that's my logic
it's
normally.
Just, I've never known a man.
Me either.
Except for Bean. That's the only one I've ever known to do this.
Travelodge, again, the chain, the same chain that we have here in the United States in Britain, said that 25% of men reported that they take their teddy bear with them when they go away on business or vacation. The stuffed animal supposedly reminds them of home and some say helps fill a cuddle void left by distant partners. So in other words, you're used to spooning your wife, for instance. Now you're on the road. You don't have a wife. Well, the hooker doesn't stay all night. So now you got something to snuggle with when you go to sleep. So that's where Sock Monkey comes in.
If you have a teddy bear, you don't have a wife.
I have a sock monkey
yes,
and a
but
wife.
Your wife doesn't sleep with you.
You. I do remember, by the way, we are going to take your phone calls. I'd like some backup on this at 1-800-520-1067. If you're an adult male who travels with a binky, we want to hear from you. You
can call Kevin Beach. By the way, grown men don't use the word binky either.
Nope.
I will tell you that many years ago, back before Sock Monkey, before Curious George fell apart, because I had Curious George that I traveled with for many, many years. And before that, by the way, before Curious George, I had an Ewok. I traveled with Wicket the Ewok for many, many years. Then he fell apart. Then I got Curious George. Then he broke up. And now it's Sock Monkey.
You.
But many, many years ago, I was staying in Cleveland, and they came in and swapped out the bedding, cleaned out the room, and Curious George was in the bed. So he's gone. So they took him away with the sheets.
Did you fall to the ground and start crying and kicking your feet?
I did. I threw a colossal tantrum. First of all, I had to bring me milk and cookies to ease the pain. And then I went down to the laundry with the head of the housekeeping staff while they went through all of the sheets that where they were washing, looking for Curious George until we found them.
You find my Curious George. You find it now.
And we got him back. We were able to get him back. Exactly. Yes.
I see Mondo's call. We don't want to take it because if your kid gave it to you, it's different.
Yeah.
Your daughter, your son gave you something and you travel with it, fine. This is adult businessmen who take it because it makes them feel like, what did you say? There's a cuddle.
Well, I said
the cuddle hole.
Some people in the study said it helps fill a cuddle
bad.
Void. A cuddle void left by their.
You.
That's not me, though, although I do sleep with Sock Monkey at home, so I am more comfortable and feel it's easier for me to go to sleep if I'm in a familiar environment. Let's take one call before the break. Let's take Manuel real quick. He's on line one, joining us here on the Kevin DeMeade Show. Hey, Manuel, thanks for calling. What's going on, dude?
Not much. I was just telling this Theo, I have a bear that I've had ever since I was 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
He has a propeller hat, and I could never sleep without him. Wherever I was at, I had to take him with me.
Amen. Right on.
I got divorced. I separated, and I ended up hooking up with another girl. And my kid, who's now 14, I was telling him to hold it for me until I can tell her that I had a bear that I sleep with. And the way I introduced it to her was just playfully, you know, this is my bear, and look at the propeller. The propellers are not there anymore. It's almost half, they're half gone, but I've had them ever since they were 14.
Does your bear have a name?
No, I never gave it a name.
All right. What happened with the girl? Did she say,
you?
No, she actually took it because about 6 years ago, I went to Knott's Berry Farm, and you know those basketball, if you make a shot, you win a teddy bear?
Yeah.
I won a cow, and I named it after her daughter.
That's a bizarre, so unnecessary tangent. All right, Manuel, how old are you now?
36.
Okay, and you've had the bear since you were 14. Do you take it with you when you travel?
Yes, I do. I take it everywhere I go.
Because you can't sleep otherwise.
No, I just can't sleep on a pillow, so he's more like my pillow.
Okay. All right, right on. All right, there's one.
Right on.
It's not sick, but that's all it is.
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay. Thank you, Manuel. Thanks for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Is it just Manuel and me, or are you part of this elite group that Kevin will never be a part of? That's what we want to know.
I couldn't be happier to not be a part of a group.
520-1067. Your calls after this on the Kevin to be.
Hey. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 926.
All right, here's my question before we go to the calls at 1-800-520-1067. British survey from Travelodge, the hotel chain, says that 1 in 4 adult visitors there travel with a stuffed animal, sleep with a stuffed animal, take it with them when they're on the road. If that is true, and I know you doubt it, Kevin.
I do.
Why would you care? Why would you care if the guy in the next room is sleeping with a sock monkey?
I don't, but I care that you're trying to make everyone believe that it's super normal.
Right.
When it isn't.
All I'm saying is, you're according to this survey, one in four adult males do it. So it's not like it's a crazy, like, you know, one in a million type statistic.
Since we went off the air in the last break, I went onto the internet and I found out, A, that Travelodge is now selling a Cuddlo, which is a stuffed animal with arms, so that you can cuddle with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Travelodge is the one that came out with the study. And B, I found it on the Museum of Hoaxes website. What do you think of that?
What?
Museum of Hoaxes, mother effer!
Got so this, absurd.
This ABC News survey I just saw yesterday, though.
They Museum did not check it, did they?
Just saying.
Let's find out what our listeners think. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with let's start with Sean. He's on line four. By the way, every line is packed with a dude who travels with a stuffed monkey. Now, I'm not saying it's one in four, but I'm saying there's more than just me out there.
Yeah, I believe that. But one in four is ridiculous.
I agree. All not right. happening.
Hey, Sean, how old are you?
27.
Man, what do you travel with?
Hey, how's it going, by the way?
Good.
What do you travel with?
I got a little monkey that I take around with me. He goes to Kings games with me. He goes to Dodger games with me.
You don't bring a stuffed animal to a Kings game. They would beat you up.
Yes, I would. Not when he's wearing a Luke Robitaille jersey.
Dude, look, it's one thing privately to travel with it in your suitcase and then sleep with it with no one around. It's another thing to parade it around a sporting event. Dodgers games, that you could get killed also, right?
Of course.
He's got a Manny jersey.
Sean, I'm going to look for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean. I can't even stand up for you, man. You're calling to support me.
I'm going
to
look for you.
Come on. Let's try Joe. He's on line one. Hey, Joe. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for hanging on. What's going on, dude?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
No small talk. You travel with a bear?
No. I actually sleep with the bear that my mom gave me when I graduated high school almost 10 years ago, and my wife is super jealous of it. She actually, like, you know, because I actually snuggle. I'd rather snuggle with the bear than my wife.
Yeah, okay, weird. How could that be offensive?
I'm sorry, what?
Why don't you take the bear with you when you travel? You don't love it enough?
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I do miss it. I live in San Francisco, and I just got here to LA.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question. Why would your mom give you a stuffed animal for when you graduated high school?
I have no idea, but that's why I sleep with it, because it reminds me of my mom.
Okay. Yeah, that's creepy. Okay.
This just gets worse and worse.
Wow, everyone on my side, I don't want to have anything to do with.
You want to distance yourself from the guy who sleeps with his mom?
I do. Wow. Let's try Alan on line five. He's been sleeping with something since he was born, and he still does to this day. Hi, Alan.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my dad got a stuffed bear for my mom when she was pregnant with me, and it's been with me my whole life.
Okay, how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Now, what happened, like, when most people, they get to be, I don't know, 11, 12, they start going, I don't need a stuffed animal anymore. I'm too old for them. They put
Bean's making my argument.
No, that's ridiculous. Like, you can't get rid of this. This is someone that you grew up with.
Are you crying?
No, I'm crying.
Are you crying right now?
That's ridiculous. You can't get rid of it.
This is a close thing. And, like, I have an uncle. My uncle's in his 50s right now, and his bear is in a glass case. And nobody's allowed to take
you.
Okay, I don't know how much traveling you do at 22, but have you ever taken your bear on the road?
When I was little, my parents used to go on vacation. He would always come to me.
That's different.
He would come to Japan, but not anymore because I don't want him to get dirty.
Okay. Well, so you don't need him to sleep.
It's to protect him.
Yeah, basically. You don't. You got to take care of it. You don't want to.
I hate everyone who's on my side. I really do. I'm going to go kill myself. I'll see you in a little bit.
Go kill your kill your sock monkey first.
Yeah, start with that.
Right, and then kill yourself, and that'll work.
You're going to love this, by the way. Kevin and Bean listener Mark says, like many of Bean's idiosyncrasies, most can be traced back to his Asperger-iness. Oh. One trait of Asperger's persons is that they have an extraordinary connection to inanimate objects, often putting human-like values on the objects.
Goal!
Remember. All right, we got it. I understand. Goal. Okay. Remember, with Bean, when in doubt, think Asperger's. You'll be right 90% of the time. Thanks,
that's
Mark.
Right.
Look,
that's great.
First of all, I don't have the Asperger's. But second of all, stop making stuff up.
You
all right.
So do.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. I don't know if you can handle it by yourself without your little buddy Kevin Smith propping you up, but let's give it a try.
You know what? Don't be jealous, Bean. It's not pretty. It's not a good color on you.
That was ugly, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It's like, oh, Ralph used to belong to me, and now he's got somebody else he's doing a show with.
Cheating on you, Bean.
Just hug your sock monkey and just tough it out. It'll be all right.
No. I broke up with you, man. I don't care who you go off and date now.
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
Hollywood Babylon, by the way, our Smodcast, is available at Smodcast.com and also on iTunes, where it's number two in all comedy Smodcasts podcasts.
You coughed clearly before you said number two.
Yeah.
You said the guy did in some way.
Seven overall, all podcasts. Didn't really cover that one up.
Nope.
Either. Here's a little taste. A little taste of what we were talking about. This is me. We were talking about what was number one at the box office, the Expendables that week. And Kevin was saying how it doesn't really matter what's number one at the box
office. There's still that part of youth where I'm like, ooh, what's number one? Yeah. Oh, ooh, that matters. It doesn't matter. It's never going to stop me from dying, and it's never gotten me laid. So that means that thing doesn't matter. But it's still the reactions there where I'm like, oh, thank God, a movie that I approve of is in the number one spot.
Well, if you ever got the number one, you might get laid. That's all I'm saying.
Just that. Just saying. Not helping and also just putting a spear in me. Well, look, it's like I'm the dude in...
Or I can be nice.
Yeah,
you don't get both.
Yes, man. Boy, a little hand-holding. Just kiss my neck a little.
See, it's not just you guys. I make fun of him, too.
All right.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got some passes to give away to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Machete.
I don't think it's... Is it...
Yeah.
It's Machete.
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 That's what Dave the King of Mexico tells me. Oh, you have tickets for Machete.
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 And this is David.
Machete.
A guy who doesn't speak Spanish.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the 20th Century Fox lot, by the way, which is very cool. You get to go to the actual movie studio. It's going to be Tuesday, August the 31st. The movie is in theaters everywhere. Friday, September the 3rd. Danny Trujillo stars, of course, as Machete.
Machete.
Wow. How did it already go away?
He deleted it. Robert De Niro, Jessica Alba, Steven Seagal, Michelle Rodriguez, Cheech Marin, Lindsay Lohan, Don Johnson.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's pretty chock full of awesomeness. If you'd like to go, be one of the first five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. That number again, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers get to see Machete.
Machete.
Oh, it's Machete.
Machete.
This Bieber thing's even more out of control than I thought, fellas.
Machete.
No, we're done with that now.
Oh, I think I'm there's sorry. A lot of people out there that just don't know where to rally around.
And they're rallying around us bringing Bieber down.
Right.
Although we have good reason. It's just been announced yet another Bieber appearance that it's going to make us hate him even more. You know the Shaq versus show?
Yes.
Where Shaq finds people. The first season was him finding people in other sports, I guess, to show that he could do it as well as they could.
Right, and he never did.
Now it's all walks of life.
Okay.
And apparently there is a singing competition of Shaq versus Justin Bieber in a sing-off next Tuesday on ABC. You can check that out.
Wow.
Look, I'm no Bieber fan, but he's way better than Shaq at singing, right?
I know.
Way better.
We're too much Bieber. Bieber all up in my grill now. You know what I'm saying?
That's not all right. I agree with you.
All right. Let's talk about Miley Cyrus, shall we? A lot of controversy about her new film. She plays Demi Moore's daughter in a new movie called LOL, Laughing Out Loud. It is the English language remake of a French film. And apparently, Miley's character loses her virginity in this film, smokes pot, gets wasted, and makes out with two of her different girlfriends.
All right. But she's 17.
But yeah, she's 17.
They have girls underage that have those kinds of activities in movies.
Yeah.
From time to time, right?
Not enough.
Demi's character apparently tells Miley's character at one point, "You're my daughter, and I won't let you turn into a porn star." Shut up, fictional mom!
Look, we've been seeing this coming for a long time. For about 3 years, Miley's been... She's the one who's got the countdown to her 18th birthday, not us.
And she's doing everything she can to try to distance herself from her Hannah Montana.
No kidding.
Former career, so I guess this is just another step in the adulthood of Miley Cyrus.
By the way, we were discussing earlier when her birthday was, her 18th birthday. I wikied her, and it's November 23rd is when she turns 18. I did not know that her given name is not Miley. Her actual birth name, first name, Destiny.
What?
Middle name, Hope. according to her Wikipedia page.
Destiny Hope Cyrus. She's already got her porn names all scheduled out.
Come to the stage, Destiny Hope. Get your singles out, fellas. These girls don't work for smiles.
You're right.
She had the poll. She was working the poll at the Kids' Choice Awards. So she's ready for that.
She was.
What a whore.
Speaking of which, Lindsay Lohan's out of rehab. She checked out of the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Hospital yesterday.
Machete.
No, that's right. She is a machete. Right. She served 22 out of her court-ordered 90 days in rehab.
That's plenty.
She must be extra clean and sober by now. You are so clean and sober, you don't even have to stay here anymore, Lindsay Lohan.
Man, you've already overdone it.
Here, have a beer. Celebrate. Have a cold one. Apparently, there's another appearance that she has to make in front of the court today. And she doesn't have to be there, but they're speculating because she's out, she may make an appearance in front of the new judge on the case, Judge Eldon Fox, just to prove that she's okay and she's fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
She didn't show up before when they were threatening court jail.
Right.
But maybe she will now because she's so clean and sober.
And maybe because she's been in jail and she would not want to go back there again and she thinks this might work in her favor.
Sure. But wouldn't she have to check out of the Palms in Las Vegas to make it back in time for court?
She would. She'd have to hurry up. We've been talking all week about the situation from Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Machete.
He's not in Machete, no. He is rich. They are speculating, not speculating, but they're estimating he is going to make $5 million this year.
That continues to blow my mind. I know he's making a ton of dough from the TV show. What did you say he's getting per episode, Ralph?
I forget what it is, $15K, I think?
Something like that.
Yeah, and they're shooting two seasons this year. So he gets double what he would have got.
But still, that's a couple of $100,000 maybe. Where's the rest of it come from? He's the situation.
Well, I'll tell you, Bean, just found out that the situation just received a $400,000 signing bonus to be the spokesman for Devotion Vodka.
Oh!
What was that noise?
What's that about? Is that the protein?
It is protein-infused vodka. Yeah, only Mike would know that there's a vodka that's got protein powder in it.
Is it good for you or something?
His juicer bodybuilder friends.
Totes.
Yeah. Apparently, it is vodka that has a clear protein.
Insert joke here. We can't.
These are my speaking of
Apparently, it's Cassian Whey protein, which increases lean body mass and decreases body fat when accompanied with a weight training program, so you can get all loaded up on Bloody Marys and then go pump some weights and you'll look great.
That's weird.
The plan, yes.
Can't you take that in a pill that's separate from alcohol, though?
Yes.
You have to ingest it as like a food, though, don't you, Mike? Isn't that how that works? Because usually a lot of protein powders that you make shakes out of and stuff have casein in it.
Yeah, right? No, it is like really hot, like in protein powders and stuff right now, casein protein, but I'm sure all the positive effects would be offset by the vodka.
That's
right?
What I would think, too.
Yeah.
No, this is perfectly fine. Okay. Even for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the situation is a doctor, so he would know.
Although you are a successful drunk and bodybuilder, so maybe it can be done. Maybe both of those things can happen for you.
I
400 grand. That's the point of the story. 400 grand just to sign on, just to be the face of Devotion.
Wow.
With its clear protein floating in it.
Again, I'm going to remind you how many hardworking Americans in and out of show business there are who don't come anywhere near a tenth of that.
Yes.
Yet, he's out there making it for being the situation.
I would have to agree with you, sir.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night.
Come on.
You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Come on, Sitch.
Beat him, Ralph. Not coming to dinner.
Come on, Sitch.
So you need to be on your tip-top game with your GTL to save FTD to get the girls to DTF in MIA.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Blake Lively of Gossip Girl is 23 years old. Ooh, Gossip Girl. I like Gossip Girl. I like that and Machete. I like both of those.
Machete.
Rachel Bilson from The O.C. is 29. It's like Dave's all-time greatest TV hits today. Everybody The O.C. too, remember? Keenan and Kel's Kel Mitchell is 32. Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood is 34. Claudia Schiffer turns 40. Rachel Ray, TV chef and talk show host, is 42 years old. Blair Underwood, 46. Billy Ray Cyrus, who must be so proud of his whore daughter, is 49 years old. Tim Burton is 52. Elvis Costello, 56. Rob Halford of Judas Priest is 59. Regis Philbin is 79 years old.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
Who doesn't, Reg? Sean Connery. We talked to him a little bit earlier today. He is 80 years old. James Bond is 80.
He's a little cranky about it.
He was. He was not happy to be reminded he was 80, I guess.
And bassist Gene Simmons of the legendary band Kiss celebrates his 61st birthday today. So as Gene is usually lingering in the back of the studio here, I wanted to bring him forth and just wish you a very happy birthday, Gene Simmons.
Well, thank you very much, Ralph. You know, I appreciate your work very much. A little correction, I'm 32. I just
32?
Yes.
No, you haven't been 32 in many, many years.
Born in 1978. No. I just want to take this opportunity to announce my new clothing line. It's more affordable. It'll be available at Target everywhere.
Target.
All over the nation. That's right. Listen to me. Speaking of Targets.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
Turn your face
happy birthday. All right. Happy birthday, Gene Simmons.
To you.
To you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we are going to give you a new internet roundup. We're going to talk.
What did you do?
We're going to talk to Eli Roth about The Last Exorcism.
Hi. Machete.
Not that Eli.
I'm
no.
Eli.
Nope. Not that one.
Hi.
Eli Roth.
Hi. I'm Jewish.
Have you guys seen the trailer for The Last Exorcism?
Yes.
And it looks
made
awesome.
Made me poop myself.
You know what else looks great? Machete.
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 I believe we're going to talk to Danny Trejo tomorrow.
Ah! Machete.
Right. And Dr.
Drew. He made me poop myself, too. He looked at me once, and I pooped myself.
And Dr. Drew tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from the Arcade Fire called Ready to Start, Smashing Pumpkins, Dirty Heads, Offspring, Rage, and more next on K-Rock.